McDonald's football is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, by the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Nicolay Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, and by Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, by Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, where Scala Plumbing and Heating, by Culver's of Lake Alley and Chippewa Falls, Keith Loken and Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying, by Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Rust Proofers, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky.
WOGO,
go!
Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. It's homecoming, the Cards and Gilman. And a short time ago, I spoke with Robin Rosemeyer, the head coach of Gilman. The Culver's kickoff show as WOGO Sports brings you Max Football on Max TV here tonight. And Coach Robin Rosemeyer with the Gilman Pirates. And Coach, congratulations. Great start so far.
Yeah, thanks. We've been able to get through some injuries, and our strength is kind of our depth, and some kids have stepped up, and we've been able to get some wins.
One of the things impressive looking at the numbers is four guys 100 or more, five guys 95 yards rushing or more, so good balance.
Yeah, and that is kind of part of the depth thing, that we don't have to rely on one person. We got different kids who can carry the ball and be productive for us, and that just kind of leads to good team efforts and tougher to prepare for that way too.
One of the things, I mean, it doesn't seem like you've really been tested so far.
No, that's true, and we knew that coming in, that this would probably be our first big test, and that they're going to have two tough games ahead of us with the Clayton game and Owen game. Rib Lake was a good team week one that we played. We got I'm not going to say we're untested, because Rib Lake was pretty good. They're 2-1 on the year. Frederick isn't bad, even though they haven't won a game yet. They've had some good competition. But, yeah, this is definitely the best team that we're going to have seen for the first half of the season, absolutely.
How does one understand McDonald? I mean, the narrow win at Clayton, obviously manhandling Lake Holcomb, and then the lopsided loss at Owen with it.
Yeah, I guess we've kind of seen every game they've played before, you know. A big key to them is the Anderson boy. When he's healthy, they're that much better. And, you know, he was healthy week one, not as healthy week three. Although he played, he didn't play the first half, I don't think. So he's obviously a big key to their team, and then they have a great running game. And so them two elements with the tailback in the back and him as a split end, that makes them tough to prepare for.
The key for your club to go to 4-0 tonight and 3-0 in conference is what?
I guess we always think about not giving up the big play and making other teams earn it. And then on our other end, you know, creating that big play, get our kids in space and be productive, execute at the line of scrimmage so that they get a chance and get a one-on-one and break the one-on-one tackle. And same opposite defensively, make that one-on-one tackle and not give up the big play.
Two great senior quarterbacks, two fine teams, should be a good one.
Yeah, it should be a good one. It's kind of a good experience for the kids. A lot of kids have never been on a turf field before, yeah. So they're just excited for that opportunity. But just overall, the opportunity at all with how the conference is playing out, just to come here and see how we stack up.
Very good. Coach, we wish you the best. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Head Coach Robin Rosemeyer, as we spoke to him just a short time ago, and we're back with Head Coach Mark Maloney in a moment on WOGO on Max TV, our coverage of Max Football Homecoming.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Hi, this is Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. I loved seeing my sons run out onto Duray Field under those Friday night lights, and it always brings me back to watching out the window as my boys played football in the yard, seeing them explore, learn, and grow. I'll treasure those memories for a lifetime. And if you're looking for a place to start building your family's memories, I'd love to help. Call or text me at 715-577-HOME. Find me on Facebook or go to hollybovey.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Sometimes it's good to wait, like waiting for your pizza to cool before taking that first bite.
Yow!
Or waiting to make sure you really want that tattoo.
No regards.
But you shouldn't wait when calling Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a check and clean of your home's furnace. Many homeowners don't even think about their home's heat until they need it, and by then...
Oh, so cold.
It's a little too late. So get your furnace check and clean from the pros at Wirzgala, 839-0707 or wirzgala.com.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
WOGO Sports, our coverage of Max football on Max TV continues with head coach Mark Maloney. The Culver's kickoff show on Max TV as WOGO Sports brings you this contest. McDonald hosting Gilman. And, coach, first tough one last week at Owen with you.
Oh, it was. I mean, yeah, we got kind of beat up last week. We got our noses bloodied a little bit. But, you know, the kids didn't like it. So we're going to see how they rebound this week. So I'm looking forward to it. They look ready. They're pretty pumped up. So, again, homecoming, right? Mm-hmm. So seniors should be a little jacked up to their final homecoming game here on Duray. So I'm hoping that these kids are coming to play tonight, and I think they will.
You probably knew from even looking at the schedule to start the season that this was going to be your toughest back-to-back stretch.
Yes, it was, you know. And, you know, you got four of the top teams in that conference with us and Owen Withy and Gilman and Thorpe and, man, it's just a tough conference up there, and you know, but you got to take care of it one game at a time. So, you know, we got to prove ourselves tonight.
Absolutely, and a tough Gilman squad that has five guys 95 yards or more. So, a balanced attack. They've got depth.
Yeah, they do. They got a good team up there. They got a great coaches up there. So, yeah, we got to take care of business. But we're going to try and get back to our football, play our type of defense, let the kids go out there and have some fun.
What is the health of your squad, David Johnson and the others? David Anderson, right?
David is back pretty healthy, I would say 100%. Kale's back. You know, he's probably at about a 90%. And then Caleb Leet at nose guard, he's probably at about 75%. So, but they're all suited up. They're willing to get out there and give it a little bit tonight. So, yeah, we're gonna challenge them all.
Well, we wish you the best. We think we got our remote mic working, so we might want to huff and puff as much in the post game.
That'll be good. That'll be great.
Thanks, Mark. Wish you the best. Head coach Mark Maloney, just a short time ago, getting ready for this one tonight. The Max hosting Gilman, trying to bounce back after a painful 31-point loss just a short time ago. And I think we're going to have to take another break. When we come back, we'll ask Seth about those Toyson Ford keys to the game and Drew Smiski on the sidelines tonight as well. We're covering all the angles here on WOGO Sports coverage of Max football on Max TV.
A custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's Smart Checking account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal checking account by October 19, receive two payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
All right, Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky with Drew Smisky on the sidelines. And let's bring both of you guys in here if we can. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Seth, how about it?
I'm going to sound a bit like a broken record here, but we still really haven't proven that we haven't really established the run game yet, and that's got to happen tonight. Maloney's offense, it's a run-first offense, and if you can't run, boy, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Defensively, we got it. We can't make it easy for them, and our backers got to step up and big time tonight and make some plays.
WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and, of course, Max TV, and Drew Smisky on the sidelines. Drew, your thoughts about this one tonight?
I think this game is going to come down to the defensive side of the ball. The D-line has to have a night tonight. Got to be able to stop the pulling guards, stop the trap, and if we do that, I think we'll be successful.
Very good. And that is the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Again, thanks to them for providing the keys to the game tonight. And again, something that stands out about Gilman, I mean, the gaudiness of their wins, 38-6 at Rib Lake, 43-0 at Frederick, and 75-0 over Cornell. That Frederick win counting as a crossover conference win. McDonald, 27-26 narrow win in the opener at Clayton, 65-0. They dominated Lake Holcomb in a game we had 2 weeks ago, and then losing 58-27 at Owen Withy last Friday night. But this is a different Friday, the Friday Night Lights, and we're ready. Gilman, the second-ranked eight-player team in the state, McDonald falls to six after the loss at Owen Withy. The Max in those familiar blue uniforms with the gold numerals and lettering and some white pants and white on the helmets with the M. And meanwhile, Gilman is going to receive from right to left as they're in the white jerseys with the purple numeral and pants and the white top. So we're about ready for action.
Yeah, and these kickoffs have been another thing. They've been pretty interesting all year.
Yeah.
As always, I'm always really nervous on these kickoffs.
And great to have you along here, and thanks so much to Grayson Hoff, who's providing the video for the Max TV. And here we go, the boot from the Max, and fielded at about the 21-yard line, and the runner advances. Sweetchuk, and good job by the Max on special teams that time, Seth.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's exactly what we needed right there. Eli Stepp coming down and making a big play, start us off.
And so they actually took the ball at the 22. They get forward progress up to the 24. It'll be first and 10 for Gilman as they go from right to left. And Dawson Crejean is their quarterback, the senior, number five. He's also their leading runner. And he's under center. And he fakes it. He'll come to the left. And he's got a defender there to greet him. And David Anderson is there.
All right.
No gain.
Hey, that's exactly what we needed. Looks like little Rinko Dawson Moulton playing defense. I think that's a first. In the years that I've been broadcasting with you.
Yeah, and so second and 10 from the 24. Gilman going right to left with Crejean, the center. Two great senior quarterbacks doing battle here tonight. And handoff to the second runner through, and again, great defense, and the Macs seem fired up here tonight.
Yeah, Mason Bussey, and there was another one, maybe Ryan or something, but yeah, definitely Bussey was in there, and nice play.
Sarichik, number 20, who ran back the kickoff, the junior that time, for no gain. So two runs up the middle, one to the left and one up the middle, no gain. And it's a third and long here for Gilman on the very first possession. And a very high-scoring team, but the Macs defense coming out making a statement, even on special teams. Bad taste from last week. And this one, the pistol, and back to pass. And here, and they're all over. They're all over. Crejean and sacked for a big loss back inside the 15-yard line.
Yeah, Ryan Smisky in on the sack there and just swallowed him up.
And a 9-yard loss on the sack. And so Gilman not at all looking like the dominant team those gaudy numbers showed. But the Macs defense has come to play tonight.
Yeah, and you know, hey, if we could keep this up, it'd be great. But it's early, so we'll just keep our fingers crossed.
It is. It's very early and 4th and 19. And there's the boot, and it's a liner. It hits at the 46 and rolls past the 45 of McDonald, and it's going to go out of bounds at about the 41-yard line. So from the 15, do your math, that's a 44-yard punt, and the Macs will take over. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls.
That's some quick math there, Mark. Good job.
Yeah, thank you. What you do is you do 50 minus 15 is 35, and you add the 9.
All right. Hey, there we go. Thanks.
All right, they're going to put it at the 42, so maybe make it about a 43-yard punt. But Max going left to right now, and like you were saying, Seth, try to get this this ground game firing on all cylinders.
Looks like Gilman's got some big boys up front.
Smisky, the senior quarterback, hands it to the second runner through Moulton. Moulton into the 45, 46-yard line, so a gain of about 4. See if they give him that full forward progress for the gain of 4.
Yeah, it's a good play. Everybody's got nerves, you know. Settle in on a nice run. We got some good positive yards on it.
And they'll give him that. And, again, Dawson came into the game, 39 carries, 242 yards, 6.2 average, 2 touchdowns. But people, you know, he's had some – a lot of impressive stats those first 2 years. And now on the near side, he's going to run it this way and trying to just kind of find his footing and maybe getting a couple out of it. We'll see about the mark, and they'll put it at the 48, so 3rd and 4.
Yeah, and, you know, Dawson has had some long runs. That Holcomb game, I think he had like a 70 or 80-yarder.
Mm-hmm.
But just as far as like just the grind-it-out type running game, we just haven't got that going yet, the 4 or 5 yards a carry.
A big third down already for the Macs. As they're from, and there's the handoff, and it's going to go up the middle to Moulton, close to a first down.
I think he got the ball out, stretched out,
yeah.
I think.
Had to get to the 48, and it's going to depend on the mark here.
That's close.
Very close, very, very close.
I think it's worth a measurement, if nothing else.
And trying to get some indication from the McDonald's sideline, says Grant Smisky that he thinks they got it, but they come out and measure. Clock stopping with 8:52 to go here in the first quarter. And that's a pretty good mark, I think. Either way, I'm going to give four yards to Moulton on that carry. He went from 48 to 48 across midfield. And we'll see if the Macs get their first down of the night. Oh. First down.
All right.
So your son was right. He had a beat on it. And there's another McDonald first down brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. That's ashleyconstruction.co. So 3 carries for 10 yards for Dawson Moulton. First down of the night for the Macs. And now picking it up, first and 10 from the Gilman 48. Smisky under center, I formation behind him. Pitch out, Moulton again, coming to this side. 45, and he's pushed out at about the 41, 42-yard line.
on that last series, I give Coach Maloney a lot of credit for running the ball on that third down. It would have been easy to pass it, but offensive line, I trust you guys tonight. Let's go get it done.
That's for sure. And a gain of five, maybe would have liked to see it go to the 42, but the referee marking it closer to the 43-yard line. So second and five for McDonald from the Gilman 43. As we're just underway in quarter number one. Smiski just won, and now Moulton in motion, and he's going to get the handoff going to the left side, the 35, the 30, and is going to make it down inside the 30-yard line before he finally gets wrapped up on the far side by number 18, Cooper Krug, a junior linebacker.
Drew, I don't know if you noticed this, but it was almost like Dawson kind of anticipated that end coming free, and he just kind of bent it out just a little bit as he ran across the line there, and I was able to get a good gain on that.
That was a nice run.
He sure did anticipate it, and
it's almost like
luckily
he's, seen
he's got the speed to get to the corner.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for jumping in there, Drew. Appreciate that. I got to get you. We haven't had a sideline guy yet, so I'm getting used to it. There's a handoff up the middle, and again, just I think we got a different ball carrier that time.
Daniel Fritz
for his first carry of the night from the 28 down to the 23. Let's see what they say. 23, so a gain of five for Fritz.
Yeah, good tough run there by Dan. Danny, and he, you know, he's got it in him. He's just a tough kid, and he's got good feet, and like to see him doing well.
I'll tell you what, it's not just getting first downs now. They've got two, and it's second and five, but also just kind of the kind of that mental thing, that mental toughness, and you held Gilman to no first downs. And there's the handoff Moulton, and they're going to wrap him up around the 21, so a gain of two that time, and now a big third down and three from the 21.
Almost looked like if he would have cut it left, he had a little bit of a hole there.
Yeah, linebacker stepped up and filled real well on that
one.
So third down and three from the Gilman 21. The Max knocking on the Johnson roll-off red zone. And a big third down here. Smiski, I formation behind him. Fake. He's keeping it, but nothing doing. And the Gilman defense got... They got red zone tough there, guys. They just looked better these last two plays.
Yeah, you know, I think...
I thought a loss of one maybe for Grant.
Yeah, if you're going to go for it on fourth down, we know that for sure. I don't know.
Yeah. So fourth and four from the 22, and Grant Smiski talking it over with head coach Mark Maloney. Grant's been the starting signal caller since his freshman year. Got the injury report on some of the guys that were a bit banged up last week, and they seem to be faring okay. All right, the fourth and four. Pitch out, Moulton, left side, 20. He's got the first down to close to the 15-yard line. A gain of seven for Dawson. Moulton as the Macs get their third first down of this first quarter.
Another good run by Dawson and good blocking by the line there, especially sealing off that edge so Dawson could get around the corner.
What did you see that time, Drew?
Danny Fritz made a good block, and the line was able to get out on that outside linebacker to seal it off and gave us some room.
All right, so they're going to call it a six-yard run. But a nice play that time. And, again, the big guys up front making it happen. From the 16 now. Smiski back to pass. He's going to toss one to the end zone, up in the air and over the outstretched arms of his intended receiver. Is it David Anderson?
Yeah, David Anderson.
Anderson.
And, you know, that wasn't a terrible throw because he was covered, so you wanted to get it into a spot where only David could get it.
Yeah.
I think if David takes another step, he's probably got that one.
It was close, and you want to be safe about it. And, again, we're in the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone, your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy. And running it on the right side, and not much daylight there for the Max ball carrier. And that was Grant Smiski that time. Down to about not much doing there. No gain.
I think that's the second time they run that, and there has not been any room.
Right.
Grant's not the speediest guy around the corner, but not much happening there.
Third down and 10 for the Max from the Gilman 16 in the Johnson roll-off red zone. Max have taken up a lot of clock, and Ryan Smiski on the catch. Down to about the 11 or so, creating a fourth and five. Yeah, that'll be at the 11. So first completed pass for the Max and their second attempt. Ryan, the second leading receiver behind Anderson. and a fourth and five.
Yeah, that was definitely just let's make it fourth and manageable here.
Really chewing up the clock here inside of 5 minutes, and this is fourth and goal from, or sorry, it's fourth and five from the 11. Smiski under center, I formation behind him. He'll spin over to the left side, looking. He tosses one, flags everywhere, incomplete pass. And let's see what the call is going to be.
I think they held David Anderson up. He couldn't get out on his route.
What did you see, Drew?
I think David got held. And
yeah, defensive holding.
Gilman knew what was coming. Yeah. They knew that boot was coming.
Yeah. And so the defensive holding there. And as the refs discuss the situation, as the clock stopped, 4:34 to go first quarter. I'll tell you what, that doesn't make as good a highlight, but you needed the yardage. Should be 5 yards and a first down, shouldn't it?
That's what I would be thinking. Not sure what the discussion's about.
Okay, so I think we're going to get it marked off here eventually. Here we go. All right, so the ball is down at the just past the 5 yard line. So the penalty against Gilman. So the Max will take it over now, just outside the 5 yard line, first and goal. McDonald, Smiski under center, I formation behind him, and okay, there we get the green light from the ref. Smiski handoff, Moulton pounds his way up the middle. And they push him back outside of the end zone.
Yeah. Drew, it almost looked like Dawson was expecting contact a lot sooner than he received it. And if he could have hit that a little faster, he would have got in.
I don't think Dawson's having holes to run
through. Yeah, exactly.
Well, weeks.
That's kind of what I was getting at without saying it. But good job for pointing it out, Drew. But, yeah, that's kind of what it seemed like.
So were we looking at the five or the six here as the original line of scrimmage? I don't know. It doesn't really matter. Gain of three on the play, I guess. Moulton to the two-yard line. Second and goal from the two for the Max with 3:50 to go first quarter. WOGO's coverage of Max Homecoming on Max TV. Handoff up the middle. The charge into the end zone and the...
Yeah, they turned him back. They gave it to Danny, and he was just a little bit high, and they were able to bend him backwards.
I was a little anticipatory there. All right, well, he got a gain of one on the play, so the second run for Fritz, two carries for 6 yards, and now a third and goal from... I mean, you can't get a lot closer to the end zone, Drew.
No, it looks like it's about 5 inches.
All right. They'll call it third and goal from inches. And the handoff, Smiski's going to take it himself for the touchdown, but a flag is thrown.
Penalty on the play.
I think they're going to get us on a false
start.
Illegal
procedure against the Max.
Yep. I don't know. Drew, do you think?
Yeah, they got Grant. He was leaning forward into it.
Yep. I think so.
Well, it'll take this time to give, as the Max will have more room to work with on this big third and goal. Again, the Johnson Roloff red zone. The local dumpster service making recycling easy, dumpsters for any size project with haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. JohnsonRoloffService.com. So now it's going to be third and goal from the 5 inches for the Max. Well, maybe some play action here. We'll see. Quickly, they go to the line of scrimmage. Smiski rolls out of there, and a defender's all over him. And a great defensive play by number 4, Max Ustinowski. And the big senior pushes McDonald even further back.
Yeah, they're not fooled on that bootleg.
No.
At all. That's, you know, in past years, past games even, that's been wide open. But
sack minus 9, and now it's fourth and goal from the 14. And some people might be saying field goal kick, but that's not really part of the attack too often.
No.
So Grant will come out here, and boy, we were just inches away knocking on the door. And Gilman gets a penalty, and now a sack, creating a fourth and goal from the 14. And flags are thrown again. Delay of game. And the Max are going to be backed up to the 19.
Yeah, Coach Maloney and Grant talking a little bit too long about what they're going to do.
So what had been such an encouraging drive from their own 42, they chewed up clock, they'd had first downs, they'd had ball control, they got into the red zone. But now with that clock rolling, and again, they have owned the first quarter. I mean, Gilman had three plays and kicked, but...
Yeah, it would to come away with nothing on this would really be a heartbreaker.
Well, from the 19 now, fourth and goal. Smisky back to pass, going to heave one on the left side. He's got a receiver over there for the catch and the touchdown. David Anderson hauls in the toss. Senior to senior, and the Macs go up 6-0 with 1:47 to go first quarter.
That's about as perfect as a pass and catch as you can get right there.
Wow.
It was kind of back shoulder, and David turned around, and perfect.
What did you see, Drew?
The defense is getting about 4 or 5 inches on David, and no safety help, and I'll take that all day.
Yeah. And now the ball is down. The boot is blocked. And so no extra point. So McDonald leads it 6-0. We'll take a break. Back with the kickoff in a moment on WOGO Sports.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
Winter is coming, and with winter comes salt. And that salt is attacking your vehicle, leading to rust. But you can stop rust in its tracks with Rust Proofers. Rust Proofers offers convenient service. They'll come to you with a no-mess, no-drip formula. Prevent rust and stop existing rust from getting out of control. And Rust Proofers service is added to your vehicle history report, increasing resale value. Stop rust before it starts. Call, text, or email Rust Proofers, serving Western Wisconsin. RustProofers.com.
All right, Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky, Drew Smisky on the sideline as the Macs go up 6-0. And Isaac Crawford going to do the honors. And a short bloop kick, and it's going to go out of bounds at about the 27-yard line, or the flag will be thrown.
That's too bad, because that thing barely went out of bounds. Like, it hit the ground, and it just stopped dead, but it bounced about a foot, and that was just enough to go out of bounds.
And so they'll get the ball at the 28-yard line. Haven't officially marked it yet. And then
with the penalty
on the Max. Yeah,
so
the
35.
Yeah. Yep, and that'll be the case. All right, well, hey, the big thing is you got backed up and backed up and backed up, but they scored, right? That's the big, missed the extra point, but they scored. So now it'll be Gilman taking over with Crizon, the quarterback. And the handoff on the left side, and the runner breaks loose at the 50, the 45, and still on his feet. And finally knocked out of bounds, Chad Kinsella. And Kinsella came into this game as one of their leading running backs. He is actually their fourth leading running back, 100 yards, averaging 8.3 a carry, 12 carries for 100 yards coming in, but he's got some speed.
That looks like that, like a trap play, Drew, that's kind of been killing us all year.
Yes, it was.
So Kinsella, 22 yards in the first down of the night for Gilman. And Crizon, handoff, and then runner bursts off the right side. He could go the 20, and he's going to be muscle down about the 15-yard line, and two long runs here ripped off by Gilman back-to-back. That one goes for 28 yards.
That was just a full back dive. Nothing real fancy about that.
Yeah, they pulled and he was off to the races.
28 yards for Sirichuk, and now first and goal from the 15. I should say, first and 10 from the 15. Handoff right side. They're going to go Kinsella again, and Kinsella out at the 10-yard line. You got to help me out with would-be tacklers here, guys.
Yeah, Ryan was in on that one. He it was his job to keep contain, it looked like, on that. And he let him get a couple, but he was able to get out there and slow him down and some help.
We did not see Kinsella the first time they had the ball, but he's got some speed, and him and Sirichuk can make up a pretty good tandem here for Gilman, as they've got a second and 6 now. Again, 5 ball carriers, 95 yards or more. Crizon, the leader, Brady McAlpine, was their leading running back on the ground so far heading into this game. And there's a good, stiff defensive effort by the Macs defense against Kinsella on that handoff going off left tackle.
Yeah, it looked like Eli Stepp and Alan Minen in on that one. Dan Fritz maybe as well.
So the original line of scrimmage, the 11, and they're going to back it up, I think, to the 12.
Yeah, it looks about like the 12.
Yeah, and so it, instead of third and six, it would be, yeah, they were at the 15, and so third and seven or so.
Yeah.
So off one for Kinsella, who...
I saw him passing out of this formation earlier.
And running off the left side and gaining inside the 10-yard line.
Now, McDonald, that was a quarterback run, and McDonald read it pretty well. It's just he was able to drag the pile a couple, 2-3 yards.
Crezon from the 12 down to about the 8 creates a 4th and 3. So 4 yards for Crezon, the senior quarterback. And just like that, 4th down, and the quarter's going to end. So we're going to go to the other end before anything happens, I believe. And the quarter ends. All right, the quarter's over. We'll take a break when we come back in a minute. A huge 4th and 3. McDonald leading Gilman 6-0. Quite an 8-player showdown tonight on WOGO Sports.
Why? Where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with 3 full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Your home team works hard to win on game day. Nicolet Bank works hard to manage your money every day. Score big and get paid with better checking. Earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with Real Rewards Checking. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your neighborhood team today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
All right, back with homecoming. McDonald leading 6-0. Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky, Drew Smisky on the sideline. It'll be 4th and 3 Gilman as we start the second quarter with the Macs leading at 6-0. Gilman, the second-ranked 8-player team in the state. And they're coming under the leadership of Dawson Crezon, their senior quarterback. And they had it marked at the 13. It's actually the 8-yard line. So
I was going to say, boy, I guess
that was an advantage.
That looks a little
McDonald
bit better than I thought.
That's home cooking right there. All right,
Yeah, reality sets in here.
4th and 3 from the 8. Crezon under center. And whistles, and a timeout was called by Gilman. All right, we'll take a 30-second timeout. Back in a moment.
Start at CVGC because you can. You can open the doors to endless possibilities. You can save money on college. You can stay close to home. You can take your generals in small classes with the support you need. You can build a strong foundation for your future. You can transfer to a 4-year college if and when you're ready. You can enter a career you love, prepared and confident. CVGC is the smart start to your future. Learn more at cvtc.edu/universitytransfer.
All right, back with the opening play of the second quarter. Gilman with a 4th and 3 from the McDonald 8-yard line. WOGO Sports on MAC TV. Dawson Crezon, their senior quarterback. Under center, split backfield. Handoff left side, and they got him. They got him stopped. Sarichak was just stopped there by a great defensive effort by the Macs. How about it?
Wow, just met by just a wall.
Eli Stepp, I saw.
Yeah. Dan Fritz, it looked like, stepped up and filled that hole, and that was great.
How about it, Drew?
Great job by Fritzy. Great penetration by the D-line.
Fantastic. All right, so the 8-yard line had been the line of scrimmage, and they're going to mark it at... apparently about the 8-yard line. So it was no gain on the play for Sarichuk that time. 3 carries and 28 yards. He did have the 28-yard run going. All right. And now Smisky. Handoff up the middle. Molten tries to get out to the 10. Some tough yards there.
Yeah, it's always, you like that they got it turned over on downs, but this is always just a really sketchy area down here.
Yep.
Sometimes in the past, this has been an area we like to turn the ball over. So
we could kind of say Dawson Moton's is the Max Josh Jacobs. He's got 9 carries for 43 yards already. So.
Yeah, you know, that's it. Hey, if we can keep giving him the ball right here, let's do it.
Second and 8 for the Max now, going right to left. Smiski under center. Pitch out, near side. Here comes. Contact out to about the 13 before he gets wrapped up by a couple of different ball handlers. But, again, that's the 10th carry for Moton here in this first half.
I'll tell you what, guys. This Gilman Pirate team, they will step up and
That's what I saw, too.
The pads are popping down here.
He popped them pretty good. Yeah. Dawson got up a little slow. I think he felt that one.
I kind of wondered after the first drive, but, you know, McDonald was just kind of having their way. But, yeah, they've been stepping up for a while since they got in the red zone. Third down and 5 now after Moton goes for 3 on that one. Smiski under center. Back to pass. Short drop and incomplete. Intended for Ryan over on the right side. Creates a 4th and 5, and it would presume to be a punting situation here.
It didn't look like Ryan and Grant were on the same page on that, Drew, did it?
It did not. They're running a little tight end curl, and that might have been a little bit off.
Something was off there.
Grant was kind of rushing it a little bit. He had, I think he had a hard time seeing Ryan, actually.
Yeah, and that has happened.
So Grant back to punt now for the Max with 10:33 to go here. Oh, and a snap, a little dangerous, and he's going to boot out of it. And a nice punt for Grant, and come on and roll for McDonald. Yes. And it keeps going into Gilman territory inside the 43. And it's finally down there by the Max.
That's about
David Anderson.
It's about as good of a punt as you can hope for, being that snap was high. At first it was like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
even without that, I mean, from the 13 roughly, I mean, to 37, yeah, I'll do the math, 44 again, 44 yards.
So. Yeah.
I saw nothing but disaster flash before my eyes.
Right.
But he got it off. Good kick.
All right, so now 1st and 10 for Gilman. Had a better possession last time, but came up short in the red zone. Now from the pistol, Crejean. And he's going to run it out of there himself to the 45 and then try to fight on to the 47 or 48 or so. And that's the thing, you know, Crejean is their leading ball carrier coming into this game. He was 15 carries for 174 yards, averaging 11.6 a tote, with 4 running touchdowns, but that's just his 3rd carry on the night.
The end on that side looked. Who was the end on that side, Drew? Did it look like Ryan, or was it?
It was Allen.
Allen did a good job.
Gain of 4 for Crejean. 2nd down and 6 now for the Pirates, approaching midfield, trailing McDonald 6-0. Here on WOGO Sports coverage on Max TV, the homecoming game this Friday night. Receiver in motion. Back to pass, Crejean again from the pistol, and he gets a pass out on the near side, completed for a 1st down and down the sideline all the way down to the 26 or so before he's finally wrapped up there by Daniel Fritz.
Yeah, he was running pretty open there. I don't know if that – I'm assuming one of the linebackers got to pick him up as he comes out of the backfield.
Well, they sent that guy in motion, and they tried to check the coverage guys, and they didn't quite get checked over fast enough.
Did you have the receiver number for me? Was it Kinsella, 21? Anybody know?
I do not.
Okay.
I believe it was number 20.
Number 20. All right. Very good. And his first catch of the night. And then the handoff. And this Crejean actually keeping the quarterback.
You know, what's frustrating about that play right there is we were there in the backfield.
3rd down.
Yeah. But he got out of there.
If that was Sericek, by the way, on the catch, they did not have him for a catch in any of their first 3 games. So that time, going to the 22, a gain of 5 for Crejean, so 4 carries for 13 yards. 2nd and 5 now, knocking on the McDonald red zone. Handoff, and this is, Sericek that time. He's got the difficult Sericek last name. He and his cousin are on the team, and it's to about the 20-yard line. For the Max, take care of business there.
Once again, Drew, we're there. We're there in the backfield. They're just not able to get a hand on them.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
We're getting a little bit of breakup in your mic there, so I don't know if you need a battery replacement or what the, exactly. I know you've manned it, I think, another occasion. But all right, I think you did it at Clayton, so thanks for that. Third down now. As Crezon under center, he'll fake it and go to the left. It was a good fake. The 15, the 10, the 5, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown. That was a very good fake, and Gilman earning that touchdown to tie the game at 6 here with 7:46 to go first half.
Yeah, it was a good fake, and the defensive back did the best he could, turning him back inside. But unfortunately, there was not any help.
Mm-hmm. So now they go for the extra point that could give them the lead. And Crezon will go back to pass, looking. He floats one, and he's got the two-point conversion to Suricek, and they grab an 8-6 lead.
Yeah, the running backs are running pretty wide open out of the backfield. We got to figure that out.
We will. We'll be back in a minute.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
Max Football, it's WOGO's coverage on Max TV as McDonald trailing at 8-6 as we're awaiting the kickoff. And there's the boot, and it's going to go deep and out of the end zone, and McDonald will take over on the 20. I think that might have been Wyatt Orth, 42 possibly. Anyhow, it was a good kick for sure.
Yeah, hey, anytime you can get a touchback in high school football, that's great. Gilman looks like they are definitely re-energized and back in this game. They were kind of on their heels a little bit after that first drive, but that has gone away, and they're ready.
19-yard touchdown run by Dawson Crezon, and then the two-point pass, and they lead it 8-6 over your McDonald Max. And so now McDonald coming to the 20, where it's first and 10, 7:46 left here in the half. Hand off Moulton for a couple up the middle. He's been a workhorse tonight.
Yep, and he'd like to think that sooner or later he will bust one.
And a gain of 3 on the play. But I think also, obviously, I mean, to the degree it's successful, faking and, you know, using play action out of that. I mean, you made the case in the pregame, Seth, right? I mean, it starts with McDonald, you know, successfully running, but that sets up the pass. Second and 7. Smiski under center. I formation behind him. Hand off Moulton to get off the right side, and there he's going to go close to a first down out to a 29 or 30-yard line, depending on the mark.
That was a great second down run. Just makes third down so much better.
Out of that I formation, and just knocking on the door of the 30. So a gain of 9 for Moulton, and that puts him a gain of 6. And so that puts him at 55 yards. On 12 carries, and now the big third down in inches, and the handoff Fritz and pounding, and
wow.
I think he got the first down.
He got it, but yeah. he got it. He got punished for getting it.
He got it, and he got it. Right?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, boy, this Gilman team—they're for real. They'll smack you.
Well, you could see. I mean, they were out here very early, and so he crosses. They're going to call it the 30-yard line. So. They were out here very early, and, they mean business. And Robin Rosemeyer, an outstanding coach, and has been for years.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter if it's football or basketball. This guy can coach.
Yeah.
All right, so McDonald's just beyond the 30-yard line. First and 10 now. Smiski under center. Grant, pitch out, near side. Here comes Moulton, the 35, the 40. And he's going to go out of bounds, and he's tackled It was already out of bounds, it looked like to me. But anyhow, tackled there by big number 80, Frank Weir, a sophomore.
That's kind of what we like to see. You know, you run the ball, maybe not getting, you know, you're getting 2-3 yards, and then you break one.
Well, I thought I saw 80. Okay, yeah, he has it. There's 85 out there, I see. But all right, so a nice run for Moulton, and there's the first down. He gets 14, and that's his best run of the night. And so McDonald unofficially 5 first downs. Smiski under center from their own 44. On the march, back to pass, 3-step drop, completion. Anderson off to the left side, and a great first down gain right there.
Boy, David's just got such soft hands. He just makes every catch just seem so easy. And that time he was blanketed by the defensive back and still able to.
Number 21 was all over him.
Yeah, yep.
And a gain of 9, so second and 1 here for the Max after the 9-yard completion. Smiski now 3 of 4 on the night. Second and 1 is an ideal time. Every play caller wants to have second and 1. Moulton going to cut back against the grain and going to charge forward, and I think he got the first down.
Yeah, definitely got the first down on that. Good cutback. You know, we got the first.
Gilman is very well disciplined on their cutback lanes, for sure.
So McDonald, against the second-ranked 8-player team in the state, got dominated at Owen Withy last week, but battling right there with Gilman here tonight, having led 6-0, and then right now trailing it 8-6. The clock at 5 minutes to go until halftime as the Macs get yet another Ashley Construction first down. From the 46, pass right side, Anderson. Anderson going to put his head down and run out to about the 42. Original line of scrimmage, the 46. So a short gain that. That was almost a lateral.
Well, yeah, I think it was a reverse pass. David runs backward, and then Grant threw it just a touch more backward, so David had to come back even more. Luckily, probably to get what we got on that, but it looks like we had a holding call. So
it's an all come back. All right.
That's a killer.
Yeah. So cancel that. Yeah. And they were at the 46 and then a little bit of a late call. So they went up to the 41 and then they marked it from there. So ultimately it's just a 5 yards from where they had been.
Yeah.
So to the their own 49 now. And McDonald looking at, they say first and 15. Okay. And Smiski now under center. Pitch out on the near side. Moulton, and they're going to plow, try to get to about the 49 of Gilman. You got to say, I mean, the Macs have been chewing up the clock. I mean, we don't have time of possession in front. I'm keeping all the stats I can and doing highlights, but, I mean, yeah, they have had time of possession.
Time of possession definitely.
I mean, they own the first quarter.
Yeah, yep, definitely in our favor. And, you know, Gilman scored a little faster there that last time. So, I mean, yeah, we are chewing up the clock. And, hey, if we could punch this one in with not much left in this quarter, that'd be okay, too.
That sure would be. Second and 13, McDonald from the Gilman 49. Play action. Smiski fires one right side and just beyond the reach of Ryan Smiski, incomplete.
Yeah, I think they could have gotten a completion if it was a better pass, but there was double coverage there. So.
Yep. So third and 13 for the Max now. And, again, if you're intending this to be four-down territory, which they probably are, you want to put a serious dent in this thing. And Mark Maloney and Grant visiting along the sidelines. The clock stalled at 3:52 after the incomplete pass. So third and 13 now, the Max from the Gilman 49. Huge play here for McDonald, trailing at 8-6. Smiski back to pass, rolling to the right. Then he's going to come back the other way, and he gets the completion to Fritz. Fritz to the 45, the 40. Great play call. And then he's finally out of bounds about the 35-yard line, which was good enough for a first down depending on the mark.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a little short.
Oh, okay. Yeah, apparently he stepped out just short of it.
But
it's a good play call.
Yeah, and I think here you go for it on fourth down. I'm not sure they would have went for it. They might have opted from where they were before. They might have opted to punt and pin them back. But this makes it a little more manageable, well, a lot more manageable on fourth down for sure.
All right, and so they are down to about the 38-yard line. And so a gain of 11 on the play to Fritz, his first catch of the night. So big fourth down for the Max now. Smiski up to the line of scrimmage. And timeout McDonald, and we'll take a break as well. Max with a big fourth down when we come back on WDOGO Sports on Max TV.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
And a huge fourth and three now for the make it fourth and two. Fourth and two. It's really the scoreboard says the 48. It's the 38, and they need to get to the 36. That was a great screen call to gain 11 to set this one up. Smiski under center, the senior quarterback. Pitch out right side. Moulton. Here's the penetration. He shakes it free. The 35, and he's out of bounds, and he gets the first down. No problem.
Well, you know. That end shot in there really fast, and
yeah,
he almost made the play, but Dawson able to shake that and get around the corner.
Drew, what did you see?
I think it was the end, Drew. I don't know. Maybe it was a linebacker.
It was number four, the edge guy.
Okay.
But it was just kind of the combination of that strength and speed of Moulton. It's like, you're not getting me back here, right?
Yep. Good run.
To the 31-yard line, a gain of seven. He's got 80 yards on the ground tonight, the workhorse. 16 carries, so averaging five per tote. Max football from the 31. Back to pass and an incompletion. Intended off on the left for Anderson. Well, when your car takes a big hit, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is here. Local pickup and delivery with complimentary estimates, towing, loaner vehicles, and assistance with insurance claims. Chippewa Auto Body and Service also your local choice for vehicle repair, tires, and detailing. Free car wash with every oil change. Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Second and 10, Max from the 31. Smiski under center. I formation behind him. Three-step drop. Fires right side. Diving attempt incomplete. For Anderson on the far side.
I'm kind of surprised they threw it two times in a row there. It's like when you're playing a team like Gilman, you have to show some type of efficiency on every down. And,
well, and now you're, if you don't convert, you're leaving Gilman some time, too.
Yeah,
right?
Yep.
All right, big third down and 10 for the Max. Smiski under center, one running back behind him. Two receivers off to the left. Protection over the middle, completed pass. And they get it just into the Johnson roll-off red zone to Ryan Smiski.
All right. Hey, boy, from my angle, I wasn't sure if he got a first down on that, but
Dawson took another hard hit on that one.
On the fake, Drew? Was there, or what?
Oh, Dawson took another hard hit.
Okay.
But for wasn't a couple plays.
Wasn't that Ryan caught it, though, right?
Dawson.
Oh, that was Dawson. Okay. Mike,
okay. You know, it's his first catch of the season, according to the stats. So there's the handoff, and they're working Moulton tonight, and good job by the defense, Sericek and company, to handle Moulton that time. Also, Joey Sericek, the senior, who's the cousin of Tony Sericek.
You know, I like that play call, and it I think if he could have got past that one guy, he had some room to run.
So Smiski now, after huddling with Coach Maloney, a second and 10 from the 19 inside this Johnson roll-off red zone. Smiski under center, lone running back behind him, and now Moulton in motion. And now taking it up the middle, there's the run, and taking it down to about the 6-yard line.
That's a good play call right there. You know, faking it to Dawson and give it to Danny. And Danny, while he was going down, somebody really ripped on that ball really hard, and I give Danny credit for holding on to that thing.
Gain of 12 for Danny Fritz, and he's got 19 on the night. And again, the Macs in their domination, that is 9 first downs for the Macs unofficially tonight to 2 for Gilman. So, but Gilman does lead it 8-6. And now first and goal for the Macs from the 7. From the 7-yard line. Smiski, here comes the rush on him, and they get him past the 10. The second sack for Gilman on the night.
What did you see there, Drew? Because it looked like a broken play, maybe?
I think it was a broken play because number 35 was left unblocked.
Okay. All right, we'll take a timeout. More coming up. WDOGO Sports on Max TV.
New Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is now open. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook-to-order butter burgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and, of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions in all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls is now open. See you soon.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Thanks to all of our advertisers who make this broadcast possible tonight. And got another special endeavor we're going to be doing with Chihai football we'll tell you about shortly. But right now the big second and 10, well, really second and goal for the Macs from the 11-yard line as Smiski, the senior quarterback, under center. Back to pass. Looking. Over the middle, he's got his receiver. Flag is there. Anderson with the 11-yard touchdown catch, but what's the flag?
I think it's going to be pass interference on them. That's what I saw.
It's going to be defensive holding on number 21.
Defensive holding, yep.
Anderson's second touchdown catch of the night, and that's a huge advantage for the Macs. You get a healthy David Anderson with Grant Smiski, and these guys have been tossing the ball together since they've been in diapers, I think, right?
It's been a long time. It's been a long time, and you knew it was going to be something special someday.
Yeah.
You could definitely tell that at a super early age, and it's just fun to see it kind of happen before our eyes here.
And so the Macs go up 12-8 with 1:35 left in the half. Leave a little bit of time, I guess, but not a ton.
Yeah, and I don't think Gilman needs a lot of time necessarily, but, hey, we've stopped them. We've shown that we can stop them. Once and then you know, we had them, they're back against the wall a couple times too on the drive they scored. So
right, so McDonald was unsuccessful on the extra point earlier, so David Anderson, second TD catch of the night, and is McDonald going to go for two here?
Yeah, I'm thinking, yeah, Grant's talking to Maloney, so.
Uh-huh. All right, so that's what it is. Again, why not? You're down, you're up 12-8. You want to make it 14 if you can.
Yep.
And so let's get the call for you here for the Macs on the two-point conversion. Smiski, there's Fritz up the middle, touchdown. Wow. Two-point conversion, and the Macs go up 14-8.
Fritz just walked right in there, and it seemed to me like they were really expecting us to throw out of that.
Yeah. So there you go, 14-8. Back with the kickoff coming up.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service.
Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
WOGO Sports coverage of Max Football on Max TV. And join WOGO, Topper's Pizza, and Toys and Fort for a free tailgate party before the last two Chi-Hi home games, October 4th and 18th. Check out the newest Ford vehicles. Enjoy some free pizza from Topper's. Did I say free? Yes, and I meant it. Plus games and giveaways. It's the Toppers and Toyson tailgate party October 4th and 18th. Come early for all the fun, 5 to 6:30 p.m. on the east side of the parking lot near the tennis courts. I'm hungry.
I'll be hungry after the game. I'm nervous right now.
Yeah, right. And there we go. There's the boot.
That's exactly what we needed.
And
right
a fantastic kick by Crawford to about the 3-yard line. He's going to try to run it out. And the Max are going to pin him inside of the 5. Oh, and an outstanding job by Eli Stepp and that great speed of his.
That was a penalty thrown on that play from the line judge standing back at the 40-yard line. I don't know what he would have called.
And it's holding against Gilman.
Wow.
So they were giving him the 6-yard line forward progress, and Eli just... Special teams play of the game for the Max there.
Yeah, and Eli is so far has probably been the special teams player of the year.
Yeah.
He definitely makes a huge impact on that. And he's fast. He's fast, and if he can evade the blockers, he'll be down there.
We saw that in that Lake Holcomb game, that long touchdown run he had. So from the 6, I think they take half the distance to the goal. They put it at about the 3. So Gilman now with 1:28 left in the half. And Crejean in the handoff up the middle. And Kinsella breaks free. Kinsella to the 25-yard line and finally knocked out of bounds. And that guy's got speed. You got to look out for him at all times.
Yeah, and that's that trap play again. And we struggle with it.
Yep. So what's the cure? What's the fix? what do you think is the reason that we struggle with it so much?
Well,
26-yard line, gain of 23.
I'll let this play go.
And back to pass. Crejean looks over on the left side, and he's got his receiver. Has knocked down at about the 33-yard line, completing that one out to 24. Sawyer Winger, a junior.
David Anderson stepping up big on that play. You know, I don't know. I played linebacker, and you just can't fall for the little jab step, and you just got to kind of read it. Like, okay, here comes that trap, and you got to fill right now. Don't wait.
Crejean, 2 completions for 33 yards on the night. Winger has caught one of them, and the other was caught by Sarichek. All right, so the clock, 58 seconds left in the half, and a flag is thrown. Illegal procedure against Gilman on a 2nd and 3. It'll make it 2nd and 8. Again, working against the clock as well as the McDonald defense here and trailing 14-8.
Yeah, boy, it'd be really nice to go into this halftime with the lead, so no big plays.
I'll tell you, 8-player football games don't get a lot better than what we're seeing tonight.
I know, there's been some good ones.
All right, so now 2nd and 8 for Gilman, and they hire it, and he'll run it out of the pistol, if you will. Crejean, the senior quarterback, advances it to about the 32 in a timeout. Gilman, more coming up on Max TV.
Hi, this is Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. I loved seeing my sons run out onto Doré Field under those Friday night lights, and it always brings me back to watching out the window as my boys played football in the yard, seeing them explore, learn, and grow. I'll treasure those memories for a lifetime. And if you're looking for a place to start building your family's memories, I'd love to help. Call or text me at 715-577-HOME. Find me on Facebook or go to hollybovee.com.
We return to Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky, and Drew Smisky on the field. And now we've got a 3rd and 4 for Gilman with 50.8 seconds left in the half. Crejean from the pistol. One running back to his left. He's going to heave one down the right sideline, and knocked down. Good coverage by the Max on number 21, coverage. Chad Kinsella, that speedster.
Jeez.
And that was Eli Stepigan.
No, yeah, Nash Ringer was the defensive back on the coverage.
Yeah.
And he was right there. It's a great coverage by Nash. They took a shot and it didn't happen, and it looks like they're going to have to punt here, and they probably not what they wanted to do.
Right.
Is give the ball back to us with 45 seconds left.
Any surprises that they went for the home run ball there?
Yeah.
Okay, there's the boot.
Well, when you got a punter like that, maybe
I
not.
I guess, yeah.
But no, I.
And they're down it at the 30. We'll see what the Max do with 37.9.
I wouldn't have wanted to give the ball back with any time left on the clock, so I think I would have went for the first down at a minimum.
Yeah. How about you, Drew, being on the field, any surprises they went for the big toss like that, or they just didn't have a lot of time, right?
I think they saw a matchup that they wanted to test, and Nash stepped up to the challenge and made a heck of a play on the ball.
Yeah, that was fantastic by Nash.
All right, so the Max, let's see how they handle it. The final 38 seconds of this first half, leading it 14-8. And the pitch out right side. Remember, McDonald will get the ball to start the second half. Moulton across the 35-yard line. He has worked in this game like they haven't worked him in the first three. I wasn't at Owen with you last week, but
he didn't have much of a chance.
Yeah.
I mean,
you get behind big, right? Yeah.
They get behind big, you know, and it just wasn't. Well, I guess he did have his chance. It didn't work out. Like, he wasn't getting the openings that he's getting tonight, the forward push either.
All right, we got another timeout. We'll keep it right here and tell you that from joint replacements to neurosurgical procedures, chronic pain management to the treatment of sports injuries, the exceptional team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is committed to the highest standards of orthopedic, brain, and spine care in western Wisconsin. Locations in Altoona, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine online at cvosm.com. Again, waning moments of the first half. 29.9 seconds. We'll have highlight stats, conversation coming up at halftime.
Do we have two timeouts left, Mark? I know we took a timeout there. I don't know that we took any others previous to that.
I'm going to defer to Drew for
that. No, we did take one, I think.
Yeah.
So I think we have one timeout. Does that seem right, Drew?
I think you're right.
Yeah. From just beyond the 35-yard line, second and five for McDonald, and trying to make sure you use every part of the game. Had the running play to Moulton on the previous play. Second and five, the Max. Smisky, short drop. He'll come this side to Anderson. Anderson breaks free, the 50, the 45, the 40, the 35, the 30.
All right.
And he's down inside the 30-yard line.
That was a great throw and catch and run afterwards. And the fact that he got out of bounds along with it just the cherry on top.
Yep, a 36-yard gain. They went from the 35-yard line to inside the other 30.
And, you know, they're playing a safety up over top. They know that David's coming.
Right.
And they still couldn't defend it.
Yeah, they jammed him off the line, too.
So that changes things now. With 21.5 seconds left first half, Smisky under center, I formation behind him. Short drop, rifles right side, incomplete. Out to Smisky on the right side there.
Anderson. Not a good pass. Unless he thought David was going to be a little shallower.
But 18 seconds left here in the half, and that huge gain to Anderson setting up McDonald just outside of the red zone here and a scoring possibility late in the first half. And what a boost that would be, especially with McDonald getting the ball to start the second half.
Yeah, that's the big thing right there.
Leading it 14-8. Smisky under center. I formation behind him, short drop, and he'll toss one in the air. Right side, double coverage is over there, and knocked down, incomplete.
He's got it. He's double coverage, but he's got just an amazing vertical, and he's got a shot at any ball, any 50-50 ball.
I think David really had a shot at that. I think he just jumped a hair too early.
Yeah, yep.
Even with the double coverage, huh?
Even with the double coverage.
So now it creates again, the clock at 12 seconds. Third down and 10 for the Max, but time is of the essence here. Pitch out. Moulton. Oh, and defenders are there. He's going to be able to shake free. I think a flag may have been dropped.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, there was a little, I don't know what that would have been, the flag. I didn't see a penalty there.
I think they're going to get him for an illegal blindside block. Mm.
Gotcha.
So basically he fought to get back to close to the line of scrimmage. And it is a blocking penalty against McDonald, that illegal blindside we were talking about. And so that between that and losing seven more seconds, down to 4.8 left in the half. Max still lead at 14-8. That's what's showing on the clock here is 4.8. But now mark that one off.
I wouldn't be surprised if they just took a knee here and took it in a half.
25 yards and penalties for the Max to...
But David is down there in the conference. Usually it's just Grant and Maloney, but David was in that little conference as well. So, hey, maybe they're going to do something. Nope.
That's going to do it and allow the half to end. And that is our score at halftime. McDonald 14 and Gilman 8. Back in 3 minutes with our halftime from DeRay Field. Homecoming Friday night on WDOGO Sports on Max TV.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Sometimes it's good to wait, like waiting for your pizza to cool before taking that first bite. Yow! Or waiting to make sure you really want that tattoo.
No regrets.
But you shouldn't wait when calling Wasgalla Plumbing and Heating for a check and clean of your home's furnace. Many homeowners don't even think about their home's heat until they need it, and by then...
So cold.
It's a little too late. So get your furnace check and clean from the pros at Wasgalla, 839-0707 or Wasgalla.com.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's Smart Checking Account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal checking account by October 19, receive two payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
All right, Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky, Drew Smisky back here at WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. But it is our coverage of Max football on Max TV. And halftime, it's McDonald leading at 14-8. So let's get some thoughts. Seth, first, your take on the first half.
Well, this McDonald team that I'm watching out there is not the team that I saw last week. They are pumped up. They are energized, and it's showing on the field. Our run game is rolling, you know, and that's a huge difference maker right there. And, you know, defense still getting a few big plays in there, but, you know, they've stepped up and made some stops when they needed to. I think we got one more stop than we so far in that half than we did the whole game last week. So, you know, if we this is a very good Gilman team. Don't let your guard down. Come out. Let's score.
Drew Smisky, that kind of – we saw that emotion right from the beginning, special teams, as they introduced the homecoming court. But, right, we saw that. And maybe he's not with us here.
You know, what's interesting about this homecoming court is Grant and David are both on it, but I think they chose to stay down with the team, I think.
Okay. Yeah, well, a big honor for sure, and – Well, you got the insider perspective. You're probably, knowing you in past years, you probably got a homecoming breakfast at your place tomorrow or something. Or you've done stuff like that before.
You know, we used to, and maybe we'll have one this year. But usually it's they have the breakfast and then they have a game that day, you know, on a Saturday. So, Grant's going to come over and that's Eli. Never mind. Usually we have in past years, we've had a breakfast at our house. When the game's on a Saturday morning, and what a cool thing that was, because the boys do all the food prep themselves, and I just stand back and watch it, you know. And we got a bunch of guys slinging flapjacks and cooking bacon, and it's fun.
A lot of big appetites.
Yep.
But again, it's great to see. Again, we talked about coming off of the bad taste of a 31-point loss at the top-ranked 8-player team in the state, and. Who knows? From a McDonald standpoint, you'd love to get another crack at Owen Withy, but hey, if that's going to be at all a possibility, you got to take care of business against Gilman and keep things going. And as we said to Coach Maloney in the pregame, you knew on paper, back to back at Owen Withy at home against Gilman, that's your toughest back to back on your season.
Yeah, for sure. These are just really good teams, and you can tell they're disciplined. Owen Withy last week ran that option just fluidly. It was really impressive to watch.
Coach Maloney had told us in the post game of the previous week, the Lake Holcomb game, he said, you know, we know what they're going to do, but it's a question of, can we stop them? And the answer was not what you wanted last week.
No, we definitely did not stop them. And even the players said, you know, it's just so hard to see the ball because they have like dark jerseys
right.
And they use that to their advantage.
They sure do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, again, we've got a lot to recap for you. We could look at some of the stats. I mean, Dawson Moulton, how about 17 carries for 85 yards in the first half? Daniel Fritz, 4 carries for 19. Also, Grant Smisky, 2 carries for minus 1. Also, 7 carries for 40 yards for Dawson Crezon for Gilman, and 3 carries for 28 for Tony Sarichuk. And also, Kinsella, his speed was impressive as he had 4 carries for 48 yards in the first half. They had a McDonald. David Anderson obviously stood out as he had a total of 4 catches for 75 yards and 2 touchdowns. Hard to have a much better half than that. Ryan Smisky caught 1 for 5. Daniel Fritz caught 1 for 11. And Dawson Moulton caught 1 for 12 for the Max. Again, McDonald sacked twice for a loss of 13 yards, had unofficially 10 first downs, 25 yards in penalties. I had Gilman 2 out of 3 passing for 33 yards. It was Crezon, and they had 3 first downs unofficially and 5 penalty yards. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have some of those highlights from the first half as McDonald leads it at the half, and they will receive the kickoff to start the second half. The Max leading it over Gilman 14-8. WOGO Sports coverage of Max Football on Max TV.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, But sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory-authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
Winter is coming, and with winter comes salt. And that salt is attacking your vehicle, leading to rust. But you can stop rust in its tracks with Rust Proofers. Rust Proofers offers convenient service. They'll come to you with a no-mess, no-drip formula. Prevent rust and stop existing rust from getting out of control. And Rust Proofers service is added to your vehicle history report, increasing resale value. Stop rust before it starts. Call, text, or email Rust Proofers, serving Western Wisconsin. RustProofers.com.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Your home team works hard to win on game day. Nicolet Bank works hard to manage your money every day. Score big and get paid with better checking. Earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with Real Rewards Checking. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your neighborhood team today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Start at CVGC because you can. You can open the doors to endless possibilities. You can save money on college. You can stay close to home. You can take your generals in small classes with the support you need. You can build a strong foundation for your future. You can transfer to a four-year college if and when you're ready. You can enter a career you love, prepared and confident. CVGC is the smart start to your future. Learn more at cvtc.edu/universitytransfer.
All right, halftime as McDonald leads it 14-8 over Gilman. And also getting an update that the board op apparently 25-8 is the Cards losing to Rice Lake tonight is the word. So, again, the Warriors are very tough. Again, they won a state championship last year. They've got moved up a division, but they're very tough.
Yeah, they are good, and they've been good. Even back when I played there back in 99,
yeah,
Rice Lake was really good.
Right.
So,
well, we've got some highlights from the first half. Let's go to these from half number one here of this homecoming contest, offense and defense. Let's give it a listen. Okay, well, it would help if I put the right cord in because we've got two different recorders going here tonight. So let's give this another try. Coming out making a statement, even on special teams. Bad taste from last week. And this one, the pistol, and back to pass. And they're all over. They're all over. Crejon and sack for a big loss back inside the 15-yard line. And now picking it up, first and 10 from the Gilman 48. Smisky under center, I formation behind him. Pitch out, Moulton again, coming to this side. 45, and he's pushed out at about the 41, 42-yard line. All right. The fourth and four, pitch out, Moulton, left side, 20. He's got the first down to close to the 15-yard line. A gain of 7 for Dawson Moulton as the Macs get their third first down of this first quarter.
Be a heartbreaker.
Well, from the 19 now, fourth and goal. Smisky back to pass, going to heave one on the left side. He's got a receiver over there for the catch and the touchdown. David Anderson hauls in the toss. Senior to senior, and the Macs go up 6-0 with 1:47 to go first quarter. And Seth Smisky, we might as well talk about that because the Macs, what we didn't appreciate there is the Macs got significantly backed up, but then able to capitalize on this connection, Grant Smisky to David Anderson, as that paid off.
Yeah, I think what was that, 3rd and 5? At the goal line, or 3rd and 5 inches.
Right, and then it came all the way
back to the
19.
Came back to the 19, and you're just like, this is,
right.
19-yard, 4th and 19, you don't expect that. But with great David and Grant, anything's possible.
We've seen that tonight. From the Gilman 49, huge play here for McDonald, trailing at 8-6. Smisky back to pass, rolling to the right. Then he's going to come back the other way, and he gets the completion to Fritz. Fritz to the 45, the 40. Great play call. And then he's finally out of bounds about the 35-yard line, which was good enough for a first down, depending on the mark. That was a great screen call to gain 11 to set this one up. Smisky under center, the senior quarterback. Pitch out right side. Moulton, here's the penetration. He shakes it free, the 35, and he's out of bounds, and he gets the first down no problem. 11-yard line as Smisky, the senior quarterback, under center. Back to pass. Looking over the middle. He's got his receiver. Flag is there. Anderson with the 11-yard touchdown catch. But what's the flag?
I think it's going to be pass interference.
And so let's get the call for you here for the Macs on the two-point conversion. Smisky, there's Fritz up the middle. Touchdown. Two-point conversion. And the Macs go up 14-8. And that's where we sit here at halftime. As, again, the clock says 4:35 left, so.
Yeah, just watching the team down there in the end zone, they're ready to go. Mm-hmm. They want to get back in here. These halftimes are 20 minutes.
Yeah, right.
It's hard to keep your momentum and stay pumped up for 20 minutes, but they look like they're ready. They're focused.
Yeah. And so we want to be as well as we, again, Gilman has had domination in their earlier contests, leading them to a position. As we had Robin Rosemeyer, he had no question this is their toughest game. And, again, the Macs are going to have a lot of work ahead of them still in this final 24 minutes.
Yeah, we've seen they got some speed, and they can score from anywhere on the field. And they're going to take a couple more shots through the air, too. So Gilman is not going away by any means.
No. And so for your McDonald Macs after this one, they're at Cornell next Friday night and then at Luck on October 4th. We'll have coverage again on Macs TV of their game against Thorpe on October 11th, another tough one, and then at Alma Center Lincoln to close out the regular season. But this is huge, no question. As you look at the rankings in the 8-player, Thorpe is 3-0. And again, how the great respect for this conference that the Macs are in. With Owen Withy ranked first in the state, Gilman second, and Thorpe fourth, and they're all in McDonald's conference. All right, we'll take one last timeout here, and when we come back, it'll be the second half kickoff as we get things underway. Max to receive, leading at 14-8 on WOGO Sports coverage of Max Football on Max TV. And again, got to make sure everything's in place to work the magic.
Legacies aren't built in a day. And when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
All right, the second half of action. We're getting ready for it, edging closer, and the Macs to receive the kickoff. Drew Smisky, do we have you again? He's making sure his battery is fully ready to go for the second half, and that's fine. All right, so 14-8 as we get ready, and the Macs now breaking out of the right end zone, heading our way with under 20 seconds. But as we turn to the second half, Seth Smithke, give me your take here. Second half of homecoming, these guys are fired up, hungry for this.
Yep, you got
it. They got a very difficult opponent.
Keep it going, and right now, take care of the football.
You can't really
a turnover would be huge in this game.
Yeah,
so
that's true. It hasn't been one.
Let's take care of the football.
Both teams have done that, and again, maybe you can't overestimate the importance of this possession and the chance to get that two-possession lead. We heard some of the talk last night, Aaron Rodgers saying that the Jets head coach, Robert Saleh, he said he really loves the two-score lead. And he said that's why Saleh wanted to hug him after they got that. Well, that would be great for the Macs here. It's only a one-score lead right now.
And especially the way that we've been able to control the clock and the time possession, two scores would be huge.
All right. And so Gilman Redding to boot this, and it's number 44 for Gilman. That's Braden Olenek. Mark Halverson with Seth Smisky, and on the sideline, we've got Drew Smisky, and thanks so much to all the help we're getting here to be on Max TV with you here this evening as well, as Graydon Hoff is helping us out. And so ball out of bounds on the far side. So the Macs will get it at the 35.
All right, offense, now's your chance. Let's keep it rolling.
Yeah.
I would expect that they would come out and try, hey, let's pound it some more.
Right.
Give it to Dawson and see what we got. Maybe we can wear him down a little bit.
All right, let's get started. And get things going here. From the 35, going left to right, the Macs. Smisky, the senior, under center with Fritz in front of him. Dawson Moulton, the tailback. Hand off Moulton on the left side, and just a short gain for Moulton. And 17 carries for 85 yards, averaging 5 yards a carry in that first half.
He had a little wiggle room there, too. Just got tripped up, kind of like a shoestring tackle there. Otherwise, I think he would at least had seven, 8 more on that. So,
Drew, you back with us?
I'm back with us.
All right, good.
It looked like he just kind of got his own feet tangled up and went to the turf.
Yeah, I think he could have got at least the first down on that.
Second and 9 now for Smisky and company. Wide side to the right side. Pitch out coming this way is Moulton. Moulton looks for Dale. Oh, and he gets hammered. The tackler just pouncing on him. Was that Cerecek?
That was a good. That was that guy actually got blocked out of the play and then came back and made the tackle.
I thought it was Tony Cerecek.
Yeah, Dawson having to take his time, kind of sifting through all the bodies and trying to pick a hole there.
Gain of six on the play, and one of the players, they're unsure of Chad Kinsella, and he's going to come out here after the gain of six. Third down for the Macs, and 3 yards to go as they go left to right. And Moulton again, three times in a row, and he gets the first down. So that seems to be a big part of the game plan is Moulton left, right, and up the middle.
Yeah, and there was some room up the middle on that first down on that drive, and right there showed it again. So keep leaning on these guys and wear them down.
The Josh Jacobs Award, 20 carries for 96 yards. I think he's going to pass Jacobs. I mean, Jacobs, what, 31, 32 carries for the Packers, 151 this past Sunday. First and 10, the Max. That was their 11th first down now. Again, nothing fancy about it, but getting the job done. Handoff right up the middle to Fritz this time, and he's going to muscle his way into Gilman territory.
Good, tough running right there by Danny. I always love it when they get that initial point of contact and then they're able to drag him for another 2 or 3 yards.
Yep. And Fritz out to the 48. And second down and four now for the Max. And just chewing up clock. And that's how they totally won the possession battle in the first half, which is huge, right? Keep exhaust that defense. But they're going to get all after Smisky this time.
Not for the push that they got, that play developed too slow.
Yeah.
They weren't really fooling anybody there. Grant not happy.
And they lost all the yardage, and I don't know if that wasn't really a sack. He didn't go back to pass. So
no, and he was running some fakes there, but with those fakes, he has to stay very close to the line, and they were able to get a good push and just engulfed him.
Yeah. And so now it creates a third and long. They'll call it third and nine, so apparently a loss of five on that play. And now back to pass Smisky, and that screen pass left side to Fritz. Fritz the 45, midfield, the 45. He's got the first down, and that screen is we used it late in the first half, and it worked successfully there.
Boy, I don't. Grant just seems to hold it. He's got people bearing down on him. And he held on to it till the last possible second, gave it to Fritz, and he was able to get the. It looked first like Danny was looking for a cutback lane and slowed down. I'm just like, go, Danny, go, get the first, and that's what he did.
Fritz has caught two screens for 23 yards, and the Macs just continue to add on first downs. Another Ashley Construction first down. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. From the 41 now. And the handoff right side, Moulton going to pop out and going to be wrapped up for a loss. And good job by number 18 of Gilman, Cooper Krug, the junior linebacker.
Yeah, you got to, you know, when you're running the ball, it's going to happen. You got to take the good with the bad. But your thought is if we keep pounding it, sooner or later we're going to break one.
Right, and so that one, though, a loss of two on the play for Moulton. He's approaching 100, but now back to 94 yards rushing on the night in 21 carries. Second and 12 for the Macs. Pitch out, Moulton again. They're going to try it again, and flag is thrown.
Ugh.
And he's going to get inside the 40, but looks like probably a hold.
Yep, that's right in that area when you got a bunch of bodies moving like that. It's right in the area of a hold, and that's
what it is.
That's tough. That's tough. 10 yards. Oof. Mm-hmm.
All right, so he got to the 38-yard line from the 43, but they'll take it from the 41 or so where the infraction occurred and mark it all the way back. And again, remember, they had been at the 43-yard line, so we'll actually tally that. Really comes, it functions as about an 8-yard penalty. And the Macs have 33 yards and penalties on the night. I could be wrong. I had just five for Gilman, so I had them for one. They may have had more.
Yeah, they had a couple defensive holds, but they were right down near the end zone.
Yeah, that's true. And one was
when one was on a touchdown, the touchdown counted.
Yeah. All right. So second and long for the Macs. And there's a screen pass, and it's, oh, that's a little scary.
Yeah.
But yep. Incomplete, intended for Anderson on the far side.
Good coverage by number 21 for Gilman. He was covering David that time, and he did well.
Yeah. And so now it is third and 20 for the Max. They got to get all the way to the 41. So third and 20 with Smisky, the senior. Handoff, Moulton up the middle. He'll pound his way and get a good drive, a good burst. But, again, credit that Gilman defense, Drew Smisky, for stopping him there.
It was good pop. You know, he come through the line fast and just one more guy
right.
to shake.
Yeah, so 99 yards rushing for Moulton on the night on those 22 carries.
I got to think we're going to punt it here. Yep.
Yeah, and so Grant is back deep to punt. Beautiful moon off. And oh, comes a rush, and they came after him hard.
They did.
And they're going to get it about the 19-yard line. Kinsella to the 23 or so, and a good job.
Awesome. Awesome punt coverage on that. Looked like Dawson Moulton on
yep.
the tackle.
Absolutely. And so Dawson getting involved in the passing game and special teams here tonight. You got to use all your athletes in a big contest like this. So from the 23 now, Gilman, first time they've had the ball in the second half. The Max chewed up 5 minutes and 32 seconds. So it didn't get a score, but again, chewed up a lot of clock, making that defense work hard. And so Dawson Crizon, the quarterback, fakes it. He'll run it to the left side. Remember, he's their leading ground gainer. And there he goes, and they're going to finally wrap him up. And Eli Stepp takes him down about the 38-yard line and a gain of 15.
Yeah, we can't make it easy on him here.
And that's the fourth first down of the night for the Pirates to the 38 and a gain of 15. And Crijon with 55 yards rushing. Again, this is a dynamite outfit with a fantastic coach. And, again, obviously, they won 75-0 at Cornell last week versus Cornell, and so they're, you know, this is, McDonald came off of that tough loss. They got humiliated at Owen Withee, and so they came back with that eye of the tiger. But this is going to be a battle to the finish, that's
it
for
is.
Sure.
Yep.
And so first down for Gilman from the 38. Crijon handing it off, and just a good job by the McDonald defense. All over the ball carrier for Gilman.
And that was that trap play right there, and we did not fall for it that time.
Yep.
And,
only a gain of one.
Be there.
Suricek, four carries for 29 yards in the night.
Good job, Mason Bussey, getting in the legs on that, you know, grabbing the legs of the running back that time.
Mason is, he's huge.
He is big.
He's
big
a big
boy.
Guy. Yeah. Second and nine now for Gilman. 5:45 left in this third quarter. Second half is moving by quickly from the pistol. And now the handoff, Kinsella. Kinsella shakes a couple of tacklers, goes down the left sideline, and makes it to about the 44 for another Gilman first down.
We had him with the two missed tackles on that play. It killed us.
17-yard gain, and Kinsella has had his night tonight. Five carries for 65 yards on the night. He's been tough for the Max.
Yep. No, we had him. We had him twice, and Dawson was one of the ones that missed the tackle, and, you know, first night playing defense probably in forever for him. So.
Yeah.
But
he is one of those combinations of strength and speed. So, all right, again, from the pistol, Crijon's going to take it himself to the line of scrimmage, and he's going down to about the 40 or 41-yard line. So
Allen did a good job keeping that play from breaking, and it almost looked like they were holding.
Somebody down?
Holding Allen.
Let's go to Drew. Is somebody down?
Yeah, look, we have a Gilman player cramping on their sideline. However, great play by Allen Meinen, playing off the block, forcing it back inside.
Yeah,
Ryan was able to come down the line and make the tackle.
Looked like they were kind of grabbing a hold of Allen. But, good job by him.
So second and seven, and a bit of a break. As we kept it right here, don't forget later, stick around for the Post Glass and Mirror post-game show. We'll have, of course, catching up with Coach Maloney. Hopefully it's a victorious Coach Maloney, but we'll have the Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats recap, the Russ Proofers Defensive Player of the Game, and also we'll have the highlights from throughout the game here on WOGO. And, of course, on Max TV is WOGO's coverage of Max football on Max TV. So second and seven from the 41 after the run by Crejean, the talented quarterback. Two great senior quarterbacks doing battle tonight. And from the pistol, he'll fire one. And it's intercepted by Anderson. Anderson picks it off. Max football. There's the turnover you wanted, Seth.
That's exactly what we needed right there. What a huge, huge play and just fantastic coverage by David. He was right there. And when the ball ultimately got there, he was in better position than the receiver. So great job.
You never know when it's going to happen. And you couldn't have dialed it up any better. What did you see down there, Drew?
Well, David just made a great play. You could tell he was reading the quarterback. The quarterback gave the play away from the start, and he just jumped it. And excellent play on the ball.
So great anticipation. And now to capitalize in this, guys, to turn this turnover into points and make this at least 20-8, if not better.
Yep.
So that's what we're asking for Christmas. From the 36-yard line, Max football. Hand off Moulton, and he'll go for a couple.
It just seems like we're just on the cusp of breaking one of these plays for a substantial gain.
And so gain of a couple there, and he goes over 100 yards on the night unofficially to 101. Dawson Moulton, his grandpa, of course, Terry Moulton from Moldy's Archery and Tackle and longtime state senator. Saw he and his wife, Sue Kay, here earlier. And now second and eight for the Max. Pitch out near side. Moulton again. Moulton tiptoeing his way out past the 40. So, again, another short gain on that second and eight carry. And a number of players over there, including Joey Sericek. We've called his brother's number, his cousin's number, Tony, a lot. So there's actually three Sericeks. One of them's injured tonight. So,
gotcha. Yeah, just, you know, right here.
Gain of four, so third down and four.
Maybe test the middle again.
Yep. From the 48 for McDonald. For the 43, rather. 43. And the pitch out on the left side. Moulton goes to 45, and he got the first down. So, again, that's ball control at its best, guys, when you just run. A number of times now, three carries to Moulton gets you the first down, but you're just chewing up clock.
Yeah, and the one thing that's different tonight is when Dawson crosses the line of scrimmage, he's got a full head of steam going. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't the case in past games. He was dodging guys right pretty much after the ball was handed off, so he's able to get some momentum and keep it moving forward.
The Max third first down of the second half and 13th of the game now. Smiski under center and in motion. They'll fake it then and give it to Fritz. Fritz is going to pound his way. Give Moulton a bit of a break on this one. From the 47-yard line, gets it into Gilman territory to the 49, a gain of four for Fritz. And so Fritz is just a great change of pace tonight, and he's had six carries for 29 plus some good defensive moments.
Danny is having an awesome game so far. And just keep it rolling, boys.
Yeah, that's for sure. See these seniors stand out and be difference makers. Second down and six. And inside of 2:40 to go third quarter now. McDonald is chewing up clock tonight like a cow chews its cud. And Smiski rolls to the right. And he's got a dink pass and wide open moment. He's going to go all the way. Touchdown, McDonald. And the Max lead it 20-8. And Smiski's celebrating, chases him down in the end zone.
Dawson was standing out there all by himself. And Grant didn't have to thread the needle or anything. Just get the ball to him, please. Mm. And that's what he did. And off to the races for Dawson.
What did you see, Drew?
Well, they've been setting him up with that jet sweep, jet dive, and hit him with the jet dive pass. Perfect.
Three touchdown passes for Grant Smiski on the night. This one didn't go to David Anderson, to Dawson Moulton. Moulton, two catches for 61 yards. And now they go for the two-point conversion. The handoff right side looks like Fritz with the call.
Ooh.
And he got it.
Daniel
Fritz on the two-point conversion. I think he's gotten both of them. And so the Macs go up 22-8 when we come back on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is now open. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook-to-order butter burgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions in all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls is now open. See you soon.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Max lead at 22-8. And again, after missing the extra point the first time, they twice now have gotten touchdowns with the two-point conversion. And again, the Max have played excellent ball all night long and lead it by two touchdowns and two extra points. So pretty solid.
Yeah, couldn't ask for much more right now.
There's the boot.
Get some good kickoff coverage here.
Yep. And Kinsella's going to take it out past the still on his feet, and he's going to take a very determined and serious effort to bring him down, and they finally do inside the 40.
He's super slippery.
Yeah,
I mean,
he is.
You think you got him dead to rights, and somehow he comes out of that.
Yeah.
That was a great tackle by Lucas Anderson and Nash Winger.
Good job, boys.
So the 39-yard line for Gilman. Again, well-coached team, and they're facing a much stiffer test here. Toughest game of the season so far for them. And Krijan is going to pass on the right side, and he's got Kinsella over there. Kinsella down the right sideline, shoved out of bounds by Eli Stepp.
Yeah, they're going to, they got to, you know, for how we've been controlling the clock, they're going to have to score fast here.
Yep.
Kind of start going in the air a little bit more, maybe.
So he went out at the 49, so it was a gain of 12 for Kinsella, and his first catch of the night.
It's a chance for Ryan and Allen kind of be licking your chops, and let's get a sack.
So from the McDonald 49, and now it's Prezon running it himself, and he's going to get muscled down after a gain of three by Ryan Smisky.
Good job by Ryan that time. Drew, I think he came from the opposite side of the field to make that tackle.
Yeah, Ryan had great pursuit, played to the whistle. Excellent play.
Good job. That hunger showing itself there. Second and seven now. Final seconds of this first half. How am I reading that? Is it 135?
Yep, 135.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. I'm wanting it to be down to nothing, you know?
That would be nice.
Yeah, when you're
right?
Up 22-8. Krijan around the right side, and he's going to make the dash out to the 42. So a gain of four for Krijan. 65 yards rushing on the night. And it creates a third and three. Proud sponsor of Chippewa Falls High School Sports on WOGO, White City Glass. For over 30 years, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for McDonald, White City Glass.
It's good to see Caleb Leet still out there playing.
Yeah. Yeah, injury challenges last week. The coach said he was at 90%. Third and three, Krijan play action to the air, and it's too high. Over the intended receiver, Andrew Webb, sophomore, incomplete, fourth down. And probably going to go for it, don't you think?
Yep,
down by
yep,
two touchdowns.
Absolutely, and Nash Winger out on coverage that time, and he was there. Yep.
He's had some great moments on his coverage tonight.
I got to think right now they're probably going to run it, just try to get the first
down. I'm
sorry,
I was looking at McDonald's route. Max Ustinowski was that intended receiver, the tight end. Senior tight end. All right, so now fourth and three. From the shotgun, they fake it. Krijan trying to run, and the McDonald defense says,
All right.
That was championship defense there.
It was. These guys are pumped right now.
Yep.
They are ready to go. And I had a feeling that that quarterback was going to keep the ball there, and just big on the McDonald defense.
Allen Minen again, one of those guys I saw in there.
Yeah.
And so now Max take over on downs as Crezon had the fourth and three, and just wasn't happening.
And I think right now, let's run the ball and let's wear them down.
That makes a lot of sense to me. 44.9 seconds to go, third quarter, up by 14 points. And Smiski now with the I formation. Anderson off to the right, another receiver off to the left. Hand off Moulton. And just hammering up the middle. Again, it was first and 10 from the McDonald 43 going left to right. Tell you what, just with this beautiful moon, I mean, it's like a harvest moon. Yeah. It just is incredible.
Yes, tonight, so. It's just the, it's hard to it's not cooled just off keep, to such a yeah. great, comfortable temperature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what a week we had with all the temps in the 80s.
Yeah, yep.
A lot of rain yesterday, especially for people further up north. But gain of one for Moulton. He's got just a ton of carries. He had 17 in the first half, and the workhorse for the Max tonight. Letting that clock go down as far as they can. Let's see if they even run a play here. And Smiski's taking his time. I think he's going to let the quarter come to an end, and it does. The Max leading it 22-8 after the 49-yard touchdown pass to Moulton and the two-point conversion by and the handoff to Fritz through three. The homecoming game at DeRay. The Max lead Gilman 22-8. WOGO sports coverage of Max football on Max TV.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Hi, this is Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. I loved seeing my sons run out onto Doray Field under those Friday night lights, and it always brings me back to watching out the window as my boys played football in the yard, seeing them explore, learn, and grow. I'll treasure those memories for a lifetime. And if you're looking for a place to start building your family's memories, I'd love to help. Call or text me at 715-577-HOME. Find me on Facebook or go to hollybovee.com.
All right, so the fourth quarter is underway. And second and 9 from the 44 for the Max. Smiski. Pass on the right side to Smiski.
All right.
Everywhere you go, there's Smiskis. I'm broadcasting with two of them, and two of them just made a connection for a McDonald first down.
Yeah, all right. It just is so nice to see him. Not only did he catch the ball, but he was able to turn up field, drop his shoulder,
right.
Just kind of run them over. So that's what you want your big tight end to do.
Yep, absolutely. And a gain of 11 on the play for Smiski, his second catch of the night. Two grabs for 16 yards in the Max. Again, it starts with that ground game, and that sets up the passing. And now a pitch out to the near side. Moulton across the 45 down to about the 44. And good job by the defense of Gilman to limit the gain. Joey Sericek, the senior defensive lineman.
They are not letting up. I mean, they're still coming up, and they're still popping Dawson. You know, yeah. Dawson's going to be sore tomorrow.
Yeah.
Dawson took a shot at the end of that play.
Yeah, yeah, they are still punishing him.
Again, they're a well-disciplined. You've talked about it earlier tonight, Drew, about they make you pay. So second and 8 now for Smiski under center, I formation, pitch out right side, and this is Eli Stepp. Eli's fresh, and he's going all the way inside the 30. So a great run by Eli Stepp from the 44 inside the 30 for the Max, and another McDonald first down. And
yes.
Again, let me credit the Ashley Construction, your choice for an Ashley Construction first down, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co.
That's, you know, that I'm surprised Coach Maloney doesn't do that more often with the speed that Eli has as well. But it's a really nice 1-2 punch if you can do it.
His first carry of the night. Now the handoff to Fritz, and Fritz is going to get a couple maybe from the original 28 to maybe the 26. And Fritz's seventh carry on the night.
Keep working it. Keep pushing on him. Keep leaning on him.
And to the 27. And I got to get whatever. So if that's the 27, they're saying just a gain of one for Fritz on the play. So second and nine for the Max, who lead it 22-8. Keeping our eye on the clock. Inside of 10 minutes now. These 12-minute quarters. Pitch out. Step. Step's going to come to the near side and approaching the 25-yard line before he gets wrapped up. Again, 28 to the 18 is what you got to do for the first down.
Step doesn't, Eli doesn't quite have the patience that Dawson does when he's going around the corner to kind of sift through the through the bodies. He's just going to hit it, and he's going to hit it fast, and if somebody's in his way, he might hit them too and get tackled. But
And I saw Danny Fritz kind of point, I need a break, and so Alan Minan coming in for him here. Now.
Gotcha.
So the third down and seven for the Max from the 25. Back to pass, right side, the screen pass. Anderson on the far side at the marker at the 18-yard line.
If he didn't get it, he's awfully close.
Yeah. I think he, well, yeah. What did you see down there, Drew?
Looks like they're marking him at about the
19, yeah, he'd be
short. 19-yard line, about yards short.
All right, big, huge down right here.
First catch of the second half for David. 81 yards receiving on the night. So the Max for a fourth and one from the 19. Smithke, kind of some movement there.
You know, something's wrong there, Drew. They got to get that right. I don't know if it's the quarterback center deal going there, but that's twice now tonight, and one was going in for a touchdown, and it doesn't get much bigger than that. And then this was huge.
So Grant is anticipating the snap, and I don't think the ball's getting snapped as quite as soon as it should be. And as Grant's, he's leaning forward, he's lifting up his feet, and they get him every time.
Yep, they got to get that figured out.
So fourth and one becomes fourth and six for the Max. High on the clock, 8:45 and counting. McDonald with the ball and a 14-point lead, 22-8. 33-8 is what Rice Lake leads Chippewa by in the third quarter at Rice Lake. Smiske to pass in the air, and incomplete. Intended for Anderson on the near side. And so Gilman will take over with 8:33 to go, still down by 14 points.
I think Grant wanted some holding or interference on that play.
Yeah, he was chattering at the ref here a little bit.
Yeah.
But the football went right between David's hands. Usually he makes those catches.
Yeah, that doesn't happen often.
It's almost not.
You come to expect it. It's almost automatic. But what a killer. You know, we had the momentum. We had it going, and we just couldn't finish. I think if we could have scored on that, that could have been it.
First and 10 for Gilman now. Crejon back to pass. Looks to run out of there. Flag is down. And a good job by the Max defense. They just did not fall for Crejon's fakes. He's a fine, fine runner.
They're
going to
get a
down.
Chop block on Ryan.
All right.
Ryan's wreaking some havoc out there, isn't he?
He is. He's feeling it tonight.
So it's a penalty. Again, the Max defense did a good job holding the play anyhow. Clock at 8:26 to go.
Still a lot of time.
Yep.
A lot of time.
There is. And Gilman has the football.
Yep.
But they face the penalty back to the 14-yard line. And so a 10-yard penalty for Gilman. So it gives him 18 yards in penalties on the night. And now Crejon back to pass. Going to heave a long ball down the left sideline. Incomplete.
Jeez. We were definitely in better position on that play.
David Anderson was.
And I'm the biased fan, right? But yeah. I could have even said that was offensive pass interference there.
Well, neither guy caught it, but it looked like it was Kinsella streaking down that left sideline. And again, Gilman, not the most efficient passing game. They've only completed three, but they've tried a couple of these home run balls down each sideline. And again, that stops the clock with 8:14 to go. If you're McDonald, you want it to run and run and run. And Gilman trying to stay alive here and fight on, trying to avoid their first loss of the season and a conference loss at that. And there's a low snap and lots of laundry on the field. And a frustrated Trevor Vick for Gilman looking animated. It's against Gilman again.
Was that just a false start, Drew?
Yep.
So they're getting backed way, way up now inside of the 10-yard line. Second and 25 from the 9. And they're up to 23 yards in penalties. This is like the well-behaved child all of a sudden having some issues here. All right, second and 25, Crejon from the pistol. He'll run it up the middle. Gets to the 10, and the Macs get him down about the 14 or so.
Good job. I don't know who that was flying in there first.
Ryan got him down.
It was a great job by Ryan. He started to rush, and then I think he had a feeling that that quarterback was going to take off, and he peeled off and made the play.
So Crejon runs for, he's got 71 yards rushing on the night. He came into this game their leading rusher, but was averaging 11.6 a carry, but that was against lesser competition. So the Macs doing a much better job on him now, and it's a third and 20 from the 14. Crejon back to pass, heaves a big one over the middle, and too high for David Anderson to pick off, but he would have liked his second interception as Kinsella is on the ground, and it's an obvious punting situation even when you're down by 14 in the middle of the fourth quarter on the road.
Yeah, good coverage. We had two defenders there, Eli Stepp and I believe Nash, and they were there, able to break that up. So defense stepping up to the challenge here.
And there's the punt.
Wow.
And it's going to go down to all the way to the 32-yard line.
That definitely took a Gilman bounce there. Jeepers, must have.
54-yard punt for Gilman.
I think it rolled about 25 of those, too. It seemed like it.
So. Yeah. So in the middle of the fourth quarter, the Macs take over again.
All right, now just salting this clock away here on this drive. Even if you don't score, if you can control it for at least 3 minutes would be huge here.
And Nash Winger, the senior, coming into the game for David Anderson. He's coming out now. And
David's having some helmet issues.
Yeah, and there's a handoff to Moulton up the middle for a couple. Again, chewing that clock, and Dawson's the junior has been quite a workhorse here tonight. Number 32, just a junior. It seems like he's been around forever, but you know those guys have been playing a lot of varsity from their freshman year on.
Yeah, and I'm kind of looking what David's got going on down there, but I feel a lot better when he's out on the field.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem to mean his mobility's fine.
Yep, just some kind of equipment issue.
Moulton with 114 yards rushing on the night. Second and 8 for the Macs. Chewing up clock. Smisky, conservative pass out to Smisky. Ryan, that is, the tight end. Short gain on the near side. Clock at 6.5 minutes now.
David will be good to go. He's just got a bloody nose right now.
Oh, okay.
We cover all the angles for you.
Yeah.
That informed sideline reporting.
Kind of an untimely bloody nose, but yeah. Stick some swabs up there and let's get back out on the field.
Third down and 4 now. Clock inching towards 6 minutes, the midpoint of this fourth quarter. The Macs up 22-8 against the tough Gilman squad, the second ranked 8-player team in the state after the Macs lost to the now number 1 8-player team last week. And then Moulton comes down and a good ankle tackle that time.
Boy, Drew, they are just stout against the run yet, you know.
And that looked to be number 18 that time, Cooper Krug, the junior.
Yeah, Krug did an awesome job playing off the block of Ryan and was able to play off it and grab Dawson by the legs and take him down.
Loss of one for Moulton on the play.
You would have liked to, at a minimum, got one first down on that drive.
5:47 to go. One of the things I love about McDonald, last week, I mean, it was what it was. It's it's only one loss. But the fact is that the mixture of run and pass, and you've seen the specialness of the relationship, particularly Grant with Anderson, and that's been a difference maker here in this contest tonight, I think, between these two teams.
Yeah, yep.
Because you haven't seen that same level of passing game from Gilman. They just haven't shown it.
No, and I don't think they have it. You can tell by the stats they've – Right. They haven't thrown much throughout the year, but.
And I should have just taken a commercial break there. Well, that was my bad, but we'll have a lot more to come here.
All right. Now we just got a block. We don't want a block punt. They've, would be a
they've
disaster.
They've come awfully close.
Yep.
Yeah, they have.
They're coming on.
Yeah, you don't want that. You don't. And he gets this one, a little knuckler out of bounds.
That was like direct.
I wonder if he was anticipating the block.
He did not step into that punt munch. He got it off as fast as he could, and unfortunately, it did not hit the ground in bounds. It just flew right out of bounds like a line drive throw.
So it's from the McDonald 44 Gilman ball with still 5:47 left.
Well, we got to make them earn it here. We can't give up a big play.
So Crejon under center. Fakes, comes to the right. He's going to keep it himself. He is their number one ball carrier. And the Max, boy, he was quite a battle there as he worked his way towards the 40.
Looked like we had him tied up for
Like a couple of times.
Minimal game, but he just kept going.
Yeah, Ryan did a great job forcing it back inside, but all the help kind of over-pursued.
Yeah.
Second and six now from the 40. A gain of four for Crejon, who's got 75 yards rushing on the night. And back to pass. Crejon down the middle of the field and bobbled and dropped.
Oh.
It was tossed out there for number three, Trevor Vick. Incomplete.
Winger was there, and Nash made a play on the ball. And I almost thought maybe he was going to have a pick on that. He doesn't come down with it. It bounces off him, falls through the receiver's hands as well.
You know, how about the Max pass defense? They've held Crejon to 1 for 6 in the second half for 12 yards and an interception. Third and six here. Clock stopped at 5:33 left in the fourth. Max lead at 22-8. Fake, Crejon, left side. He's got his receiver, but a great tackle on the far side. Anderson.
Jeez. Drew, if Anderson doesn't make that tackle, that play's going a little ways.
That play's going to be a touchdown if David doesn't make that play.
That was
Was that Kinsella? It was a gain of 1 yard on the play is all they got. And you guys both think it could have gone to the house.
Oh, so yeah. Yep. That was a touchdown-saving tackle right there by David.
Well, there's the difference, right? I mean, I don't think – word I heard was Anderson didn't play in the first half last week at Owen Withy.
No, and so, he didn't play defense at all last week.
Yeah, so, again, that's – he's a huge player on this team. And now the third down, important for Gilman to try to convert. And the pass down the right sideline is completed to Kinsella that time. And now Anderson – a little bit slow to get up. And he seems to be hobbled.
Yep, he's holding that knee that's been bothering him.
Yep.
It's not typical of David to have somebody have that much of a separation on him. That's
so
huge.
The Gilman first down there, and a flag is thrown at the outset of that play.
Flag on the play.
That helps. So and prior to that, I also saw Caleb Leet come limping off. So we just got to hold on.
Right. Yeah. The two guys have been battling injury. Listen, this schedule's not as tough after tonight for a while, but you want to heal up the bruises. And there's the pass from Crejon, and he's got the receiver out in the flat inside the 10-yard line to Sharicek.
Yeah, he was running very open there.
Yeah, they ran to the other side.
Crawford on the tackle.
And Sharicek, who had one catch for 26 yards earlier, takes this one down, a 15-yarder. And another first down, their fifth of the second half and eighth of the game. First and goal, and now running on the left side and short of the end zone.
You know, every down you can stop them, they're here, you know, is definitely in our favor. So, you know, hey.
The fight is on the final 3:40 as Gilman is knocking on the door of the end zone from the 2-yard line as Crejon came just a little bit short. And now the Max defense trying to be to stiffen here. And Crejon's going to take it himself up the middle and.
Touchdown.
There it is. The touchdown makes it 22-14. And so now the all-important, if they do go for a two-point conversion, which they did earlier, huge for the Macs to stop them.
Well, no, they marked them short.
They marked them short.
They marked
them
short.
All right. So the Macs looking to get off the field, and the third and goal from the one then. So no touchdown, and now taking it.
There was no touchdown.
What was that all about, Drew?
I don't think they had a play, and they were running out of time, so they just spiked it real
okay.
quick.
Wow, okay, so fourth and one. That's a break for the Macs. It stops the clock with 3:02 to go. They did not get in the end zone. And now I would imagine Krijan, they're going to try Krijan himself, but the clock all the way down to 3:02, as Seth has been saying, the importance of that. And now the Macs looking to get the goal line stop. The handoff, and Kinsella's going to get it in the end zone with 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and now it is a 22-14 game.
Well, this, you know, every play here, and this is a super important play right here as well. You know, if we can't convert on a couple first downs the next drive, this two-point conversion could play a big part.
Yeah. Krijan, left side of the end zone, and no.
No good.
They did not
All
convert
right.
it. They did not convert it on the attempt over on the left side, and so 22-14. So Gilman needs to get the ball back, score, and convert just to tie.
David Anderson once again.
David's back out there?
Yep.
Wow.
All right.
Glad to see it. Back in a minute.
The court, the field, and the ice. Leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Sometimes it's good to wait, like waiting for your pizza to cool before taking that first bite.
Yow!
Or waiting to make sure you really want that tattoo.
No regrets.
But you shouldn't wait when calling Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a check and clean of your home's furnace. Many homeowners don't even think about their home's heat until they need it, and by then...
Oh, so cold.
It's a little too late. So get your furnace check and clean from the pros at Wirzgala, 839-0707 or wirzgala.com.
WOGO Sports of Max Football on Max TV. As we get an update, 39-22 Chahai trails at Rice Lake with 8 minutes to go.
Looks like McDonald's got their hands team out on the field, expecting an onside kick. Just get on it, guys.
And Fritz has it at the 40 with 2:58 to go. So now, again, get yourself a first down or two, and you can win this thing.
Yep, yep.
And no turnovers.
I know. Let's just let's get a first down.
Yep. All right, let's take care of business here. Mark Halverson on the call, along with Seth Smisky to my left, and Drew Smisky on the field. He'll have Coach Maloney after the game, and hoping it's a victorious and happy Coach Mark Maloney. From the 40 now, the Macs 60 yards from Pater, leading at 22-14. Hand off up the middle, Moulton up the right side. He went for at least three before he's muscled down by a couple of different players, including Max Ustinowski and Tony Sericek. So a gain of three on the play for Moulton. He's up to 116 yards rushing on the night.
Looks like Gilman must have called timeout, Drew.
Yep.
All right.
I believe this is their first timeout of the half.
Yeah, I think it is.
We're back in a moment.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Back here at Duray Field, where we've got 2:52 left. Macs lead it 22-14 over Gilman. McDonald with that conference loss last week, and again, only so many spots in the postseason. And Max looking to defend and have a sweet and wonderful and enjoyable homecoming. And 2:52 away from that as they've got a 2nd and 7 now. Under center, Smiski, I formation behind him. Pitch out, Moulton, the workhorse tonight. Powers his way all the way to midfield, and a flag is thrown. Multiple flags. What did they see, Drew?
I think they're going to get a face mask.
I think they're going to get a face mask as well.
There were multiple flags, and after all these carries, Moulton still got something left in the tank.
Yeah, he's feeling it.
And that was an 8-yard run and a face mask going to be tacked on. Max get 16th first down of the night. And they will mark that one. 15 big yards. That hurts.
That is a huge penalty.
Well, I mean, maybe you're talking tiredness for Gilman, right? And just sort of tiredness and desperation, right?
Yeah, and some frustration, you know, all those things. And, you know, especially when he's getting close to that first down marker there.
So now from the 34 for McDonald, and again, you don't have to be in any hurry. You really don't need to score, but you need to just shoot clock. And it's down to 2.5 minutes here. And Smiski will take his time as he comes to the line of scrimmage to the very last moment so he doesn't get a delay of game penalty. And the handoff to Moulton powers his way from the 34 to the 32. And a timeout is called with 2:14 to go. We'll take another break. Back in a moment.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
WOGO Sports coverage of Max Football on Max TV as we're in the waning moments here. 2:14 left. 2nd and 8, McDonald from the 32-yard line of Gilman. And the handoff, Eli Stepp. Some fresh legs for Eli for the Gilman, the tired Gilman defense to deal with there.
Good push by that McDonald offensive line. Just pushing them backwards. That's exactly what we needed right there. Makes it 3rd and very manageable.
Mm-hmm. And 5 or 6 that time for Stepp on the play. Creating a 3rd down and 2 from the 26. And just Smiski taking his time here. Pitch out, right side, Moulton. Moulton going to get his way for the first down.
Right.
Inside the 25-yard line, down to about the 22.
I'm starting to breathe easier, Drew.
Yeah.
That about does it, boys.
Yeah, they got, what, one timeout left? Or are they out of them?
I believe they're out.
Okay, that would about do it then.
So a good job by Moulton. They've gone back to him that time, and again, down to the 22-yard line. Give him 132 yards rushing unofficially on the night. As clock, final minute now, and not much they can do to stop it. And Grant will take a knee.
All right.
After the painful loss at Owen Withy last week, the Macs come home on a homecoming Friday night. And as we've talked about earlier, so often they'll play on a Saturday afternoon and then have homecoming, but this year a little different on a Friday night, and they're 35 seconds away from the victory. And another knee for Smitski. As the Macs will come out on top tonight. And stick around, please, for our post-glass and mirror post-game show. Our Holly Bobby names, you know, stats recap, and the Rust Proofers defensive player of the game. We'll hear from Coach Maloney. We'll have highlights. The Macs go on to victory here tonight. The final 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. McDonald, your winner, 22-14. They down Gilman to up their record to 3-1 on the season and give Gilman their first loss of the season. Back with more in our postgame in a moment.
Glass and mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's Smart Checking Account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal checking account by October 19, receive two payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
All right, Mark Halverson, Seth Smitski back in our booth. Drew Smitski on the field. As the Macs have won it here, 22-14. Again, last word we had was that Chahai was trailing at Rice Lake, 39-22 with 8 minutes to go. But, Seth, your thoughts on this one here as we get into the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com.
You know, that is what... I would call that a complete game. You know, special teams, we were down on kick coverage, Eli Stepp, a couple great tackles. Offense, we finally got that running game going, you know, and you can see how that plays into this game. What did we have, 16 or 17 first downs?
Yeah.
That is just huge, huge. And that's controlling, you know, you control the game that way. And then our defense are stepping up and just, you know, playing, you know, we gave up a couple big plays, you know, but between our clock management and our ability to run the ball and the defense getting it done, you know, that's the recipe you're looking for right there.
For sure. And so Coach Maloney huddling with the guys here, the homecoming victory over a fine Gilman team, and Drew Smitski's ready to grab him in a bit, but we'll later get to our Holly Bovey stats, you know, stats recap. And again, we're going to have to empty the ink we have in our pen to figure out all the carries that Dawson Moulton had here tonight. That guy and the offensive line was kind of the story to me.
It was, for sure.
But as well, respecting the defense.
Yep. But the ability to control the clock and you know, just getting that last first down, you know, was huge.
And
it's something we haven't been able to do is put a team away. We saw that at Clayton. And we ended up giving them the ball back. And
Drew Smiske is down on the field with Coach Maloney. Drew?
Yeah, I got Coach Maloney here. Hey, Coach, congratulations on a great win. All three phases of the game, offense, defense, special teams, you're up. They played hard. No turnovers tonight.
I it's unbelievable. I mean, this is the McDonald football that I've been used to for many years when I had these kids in middle school. You know, and now this is my third year as the head coach here with these guys. And it's just a great group of kids that know how to play football. And they really did. And I think we got them. We did a lift tonight before the game. We really did. We were in the weight room and we were hitting it. These guys were really hitting it hard and they got pretty jacked up and we had some music playing. We had a great time in the weight room. And I think that's what we need to start doing too. So these guys are just really, really happy right now. It's homecoming. It's always nice to win on homecoming. So, this is going to be a great weekend for them.
Absolutely, Coach. Just the emotion on the sidelines from your captains. I mean, even you guys as coaches, you could tell you guys were just into it, and it was just so great to see.
Yeah, I mean, I have a passion for the game of football, and I have a passion and a love for this football team. These are kids that I've had for 7 years, you know, so... Yeah, it's really nice to see that. It's nice to see that we came back from a pounding last weekend against a very good team. And Gilman was an awesome team. Coach Rosemeyer does a great job over there in Gilman with the kids he has over there. They fight hard. They play hard. So this was a great win against a very, very good football team.
Awesome. Thank you, Coach. And good luck next week.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Back to you guys.
Thanks so much, Drew Smiske, on the sidelines for us throughout the night and the postgame interview with head coach Mark Maloney. We'll have the remainder of our postgame in a moment on WDOGO Sports on Max TV.
Winter is coming, and with winter comes salt. And that salt is attacking your vehicle, leading to rust. But you can stop rust in its tracks with Rust Proofers. Rust Proofers offers convenient service. They'll come to you with a no-mess, no-drip formula. Prevent rust and stop existing rust from getting out of control. And Rust Proofers service is added to your vehicle history report, increasing resale value. Stop rust before it starts. Call, text, or email Rust Proofers, serving Western Wisconsin. RustProofers.com.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with 3 full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Your home team works hard to win on game day. Nicolet Bank works hard to manage your money every day. Score big and get paid with better checking. Earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with Real Rewards Checking. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your neighborhood team today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Start at CVTC because you can. You can open the doors to endless possibilities. You can save money on college. You can stay close to home. You can take your generals in small classes with the support you need. You can build a strong foundation for your future. You can transfer to a four-year college if and when you're ready. You can enter a career you love, prepared and confident. CVTC is the smart start to your future. Learn more at cvtc.edu/universitytransfer.
Well, I just saw one of the coolest father-son hugs, broadcaster player hugs I've ever seen. So congratulations, Seth, to you and Grant and the family.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. Grant comes up into the booth here
and
gives me a hug. We got a lot of family here tonight, but, you know, he still takes time for me. So.
Absolutely. Fantastic. And so you guys come on out of here with the W, and we're going to cut you free here so you can go be with family. But, hey, we got to, first of all, say we continue on with our Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show. Now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team tonight. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. But the Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game, time for that, brought to you by Rust Proofers. Defending your vehicle against rust, your Rust Proofers service is even reported to Carfax, which increases your vehicle's resale value. Prevent rust and stop existing rust in its tracks. Learn more at rustproofers.com. Who do we give the Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game to?
Well, it's tough because there was some great play down there tonight. My nephew Ryan had a heck of a game. Caleb Leet was back, and you could just tell he was back. But I think David Anderson, his presence on the field is just is felt. And that pick and that touchdown-saving tackle he had there, I mean, he is our safety blanket. He makes so many good plays. And when he went down on the sideline mm-hmm. there, you know, my heart kind of skipped a beat, but he got back out there and he made another mm-hmm. two-point conversion. Mm-hmm. He saved the
right.
saved that, you know, made
kept
the tackle
it from being
22
to 16.
Yeah, you know, so he's just, you can tell when he's out there and when he's mm-hmm. not.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Well, we can tell when you're in our broadcast and you're not. We're going to let you go. Thanks
right, well,
so much.
Thank
and give our best to and congratulations to Grant and the team, okay?
All right, will do.
Thanks
thank
so much,
you.
Seth. We'll see you for the Thorpe game later on. All right. So, again, thanks so much. You can set that down, and we'll continue on here. Hang with me, Grayson Hoff. We're going to just take care of some business here because we got to also do the Names You Know Stats Recap. Holly Bovey, Names You Know Stats Recap. Brought to you by Holly Bovey and Caldwell Banker, Brenizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. And as we look at these stats tonight, what stands out is Dawson Moulton. Unofficially, 33 carries for 132 yards. Again, that it was just an incredible workhorse. That would be 17 carries in the first half for 85 yards. Second half, not as many yards, but roughly 16 more carries, but big yards, and kept it going throughout. He gets the Jacobs Award of the night, as he had just about as many carries as the Packers running back had on Sunday in the win over Indianapolis. Meanwhile, Eli Stepp, 3 carries, 24 yards. Fritz also some huge carries, 7 for 30, and he caught 2 balls for 23. David Anderson standing in not just defensively, he gets the Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game, but offensively, where he had tonight, especially in the first half, 4 catches for 75 yards and 2 touchdowns, but finishes with 5 catches for 81 yards on the offensive side of things. And Grant Smiski was very efficient tonight with his 3 touchdowns. The 49-yarder to Dawson Moulton as well was the big glaring highlight of the second half that to get that 2-score lead that is loved by coaches like Robert Sala of the Jets and coaches everywhere, I think. So those are some stats to really they stand out to us tonight. I can just tell you through the air, Grant tonight, as he had 10, 15, 20, and not that many incompletions at all, 3, 5, 6, 7. So 13 out of 20, maybe 12 out of 20, and through the air he goes for about 185 yards on the evening to 4 different receivers. And so it's the Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap. We close with our highlights tonight. Next, defense coming out making a statement, even on special teams. Bad taste from last week. And this one, the pistol, and back to pass. And they're all over. They're all over. Crejon and sack for a big loss back inside the 15-yard line. And then McDonald getting on the board a little bit later in that first quarter.
Be a heartbreaker.
Well, from the 19 now, fourth and goal. Smiski back to pass, going to heave one on the left side. He's got a receiver over there for the catch and the touchdown. David Anderson hauls in the toss. Senior to senior, and the Macs go up 6-0 with 1:47 to go first quarter. The extra point was no good, and McDonald had a 6-0 lead. And we pick up the action a bit later. From the Gilman 49. Huge play here for McDonald, trailing at 8-6. Smiski back to pass, rolling to the right. Then he's going to come back the other way, and he gets the completion to Fritz. Fritz to the 45, the 40. Great play call. And then he's finally out of bounds about the 35-yard line, which was good enough for a first down, depending on the mark. That was a great screen call to gain 11 to set this one up. Smiski under center, the senior quarterback. Pitch out right side, Moulton. Here's the penetration. He shakes it free, the 35, and he's out of bounds, and he gets the first down, no problem. 11-yard line as Smiski, the senior quarterback, under center. Back to pass, looking over the middle. He's got his receiver. Flag is there. Anderson with the 11-yard touchdown catch, but what's the flag?
I think it's going to be pass interference.
And so let's get the call for you here for the Macs on the two-point conversion. Smiski, there's Fritz up the middle, touchdown. Two-point conversion. And just a few highlights for the Macs from the second half when, again, possession. Ball control continued for McDonald's so successfully in that second half as it did in the first half, the time of possession. But here's a few highlights from half number two. Continue to add on first downs, another Ashley Construction first down. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. From the 41 now. And the handoff right side, Moulton going to pop out and going to be wrapped up for a loss. I don't think that we wanted that one as a highlight. I think we can do better highlights than that. Let's try. Now, McDonald is chewing up clock tonight like a cow chews its cud. And Smiski rolls to the right, and he's got a dink pass and wide open Moulton. He's going to go all the way. Touchdown, McDonald. And the Macs lead it 20-8.
Well, they've been setting him up with that jet sweep, jet dive, and hit him with the jet dive pass. Perfect.
Point conversion. The handoff right side. Looks like Fritz with the call.
Ooh.
And he got it.
Daniel
Fritz on the two-point conversion. I think he's gotten both of them. And there you go. And that finished the scoring for McDonald. Gilman did get another score. Did not get the two-point conversion. And the Macs get the W, 22-14 in this contest tonight, winning their homecoming game. We have a final score from Rice Lake where Chi-High has lost by a final of 47-30, and the Warriors of Rice Lake remain undefeated. They were the D3 champs last year up to Division II, but they're undefeated and trucking on. And I'll actually be slated to cover the play-by-play for Chi-High here on WOGO Sports next Friday night as the Cardinals at home against Superior. But that does it for our broadcast here on Max TV tonight. As McDonald coming out on top, 22-14 against a tough Gilman team. So the Macs climb in the conference standings. They, after having lost to the team that's ranked number one in eight-player, Owen Withy, last week, they win their homecoming game over Gilman tonight, 22-14. Thanks to so many who made it possible, starting with Grayson Hoff, who has been here to make sure that we could have the visual elements of Max TV. Thanks so much to Grayson. Thanks to Seth Smiski alongside for color and Drew Smiski as well on the field. As McDonald comes out on top, congratulations to all of the players, all of the coaches, and all of the parents. A sweet, sweet victory after that painful, tough loss last Friday night. That'll do it for us here on Max TV. Thanks so much for watching and for listening. We'll get a podcast of this up as best we can at WOGO.com. Good night.
WOGO.
McDonald Max Football on WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine by Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bowlby of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, by Nicolay Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, also by Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates, LLC, Professional Land Survey, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Rust Proofers, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to McDonald Max Football at WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, go Max, your sports station.